Let's everybody la, 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 la. It's not Lou today. It's Wendy Snyder sitting in for Lou Manfredini. And this hour of House Smarts Radio is sponsored by PermaSeal. I have a couple of guest hosts today because while Lou is away, we need to have a whole crew fill in for him. Hall of Famer is here, Rich Dykstra, HVAC expert and Carrier Hall of Famer. I saw your ring.
Yes. Super Bowl. It's Super Bowl week. I have to wear the ring.
The Super Bowl of what?
Heating guys.
Of heating guys.
Is that what that glow is across the table?
Yes, it is. It's an aura around me.
Good
that
God.
Other voice you hear is Michael Houston from Lindholm Roofing. Michael, how are you?
I'm good. Thanks, Wendy.
I haven't seen you in a while. We are expecting... This one shocks me, okay? We are expecting Jeremy Hogel to show up. Mega Pros Jer will be here.
I feel like I'm sitting in his chair, but you know what? I like it.
Yeah.
You know, I was thinking about that. Lindsay is off today, too, so Colin is here filling in for her, Colin McCarthy. Bob Ferguson getting us rolling this morning. And I was just telling Colin, you know, Jeremy is going to arm wrestle Michael for that chair. That's like my co-pilot chair.
No, I've got control over here. I've got so many buttons. I've got eject button. I've got mute buttons.
Oh, you do have the control.
I have control.
Yeah. Well, yeah, Michael Houston, we have a problem.
Mike number one, eject. What does that mean? Who's on mic one?
Me.
Oh.
Don't touch that thing or I will break your finger.
There she goes.
All right. Well, did everybody have a great Valentine's Day? Did you do anything for Valentine's Day? No. Okay.
Nah.
Silent.
Nah. I did get my wife flowers, though.
Oh, that's
sweet.
I was
nice. I got my wife some Valentine's love gifts.
And they're giving away candy at the Elks, so I brought a little thing.
Ah.
Plastic container of little hearts.
I got her a nice gift card to Hobby Lobby. She likes going there.
That's fun. I like going there, too.
I like going there, just walking around.
Yeah. We have... My boys are 22 and 25, and they still live at home. Yeah, I know, whatever. We have made heart-shaped pizzas every Valentine's Day since they've been little, and they asked if we could make heart-shaped pizzas, so that's what we did last night. And my husband partook as well. Did you break your microphone?
No, it just went down.
It wilted.
This is an Hochberg show. It'd be a totally different conversation.
Yes, it would. And David Hochberg is coming up at 10 o'clock after the show. Now, I'm not sure where Lou is, but he's on vacation.
Paris.
Oh, he is.
Paris.
Oui, oui.
Yeah, Illinois.
No. Je m'appelle Wendy.
Yeah, there you go.
Mon ami Lou Manfredini is in Paris. That's how you do it. So we are here today, and like I said, we need a panel of experts because Lou's not here, and you guys are great, both of you, and Jeremy as well. He should be here by 10 o'clock when he's going to be on Hochberg Show, too. And we are here for your calls, 312-981-7200. You can also text us, although I just lost the text line. Michael, do you have that as well over there?
The text line? 981-7200.
Mm-hmm.
Area code 312. So call or text us in at 312-981-7200. And we'll do our best to answer all your questions, inquiries, trying to fill in for Lou.
I had, speaking of this first hour being sponsored by PermaSeal, those wonderful people at PermaSeal, I made them work very hard. We, 10 years ago, we live in an old Victorian house. I've said this before. And
every time we're on.
Yeah. Well, it needs to be said because we didn't have a sump pump. And we had water in our basement, like up to your shin.
Oh,
and I finally, there was one time there was a tornado warning and we all went down in the basement and then the basement started flooding. So we're all sitting on the stairs with the big dog Tiki. And then I'm like, that's it. That's it. I'm calling PermaSeal. So they did everything. The drain tile, everything. We have a vault out in front of the house. I have not had one lick of water since PermaSeal.
Do you think PermaSeal could have helped those victims in Skokie yesterday?
That's terrible.
Oh, man.
Several inches of water in the streets.
There was a couple of feet. There, I mean, it was up to the doors.
I can't even believe it.
Cars, water was getting in cars. That's a foot, foot and a half easy.
Yeah.
I wasn't there. I didn't see it. I just saw it on the news. But a water main break.
Yeah.
A water main break that took out several blocks, closed major arteries.
I couldn't even
Skokie
believe it.
And parts of Evanston on boil water.
Yeah.
Their water order.
That is so scary to me. And, I mean, there's nothing we can do as homeowners to prevent that. That's the city stuff,
it's
right?
Like fire. Nothing you can do. You know, fire and water. Look at California now.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're done with the fire.
The fires
now,
are
now
out.
The mudslides.
Now they're getting washed away.
Well, I had some sewer backup issues happening, and I didn't know
Sounds
how
like a
it started.
Problem,
no, no. But so I called PermaSeal because I never had that happen, and they were over three times and figured it out. They had to rod. They used that camera, which is the coolest thing to see down in your sewer system. And then they rodded it, and then they used the HydraJet, and there were roots that were backing things up. And call me dumb, I didn't know you had to rod out your sewers
every once in a while.
I did not know that. We've been in the house 25 years, never did it.
It's a colonoscopy for your sewer.
Yeah, and how often are you supposed to do that?
If you have trees, you have a lot of trees.
Yeah.
You probably want to have
like every
done.
3 years or so?
They go two.
Really?
All once, right. Once the roots get in, they keep going in.
Listen, you can have a home, but sometimes I was talking to Victor from PermaSeal about this, and he says, no one schools you on this. You get a home, you don't know about upkeep, you know to change the filters in your furnace, which I need to do. Thanks. I look at Rich, I remember to do it. But you just don't know about, I didn't know to do that. But now I do, and it's just nice to have toilets that can flush again. That's all I'm going to tell you.
There you go.
We're going to take a quick break. We're going to say hi to Jeremy Hogel, who's here, MegaPro's Jer. And we are here for your calls, your texts. It's House Smarts Radio, 312-981-7200, 720 WGN.
Now back to House Smarts Radio, right here on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
I remember when Rock was young, me and Susie had so much fun.
And top of the morning to you. It's Wendy Snyder in for Lou Manfredini, 312-981-7200. It's House Smarts Radio. With me today, Rich Dykstra, HVAC expert and Carrier Hall of Famer. What do you do now? You're retired?
Yeah, I'm retired. I'm retired.
What do you do for fun during the day?
Chase my wife. She's going to kill me. It's amazing how you know, I thought, what the heck am I going to do when I retire? And I'm busy every day doing just stuff.
Yeah.
My nephew has a heating company, Amber Mechanical. And at my retirement party, he says, hey, Unc, he says, you want to deliver bids for me? Because they do all commercial work.
Uh-huh.
So I deliver bids all over the place. I'm going to Monday, Homewood, and then Coal City after that.
Ah, oh, Coal City.
And then Elgin on Thursday.
Where is Coal City?
It's
far,
out
far away.
Near south. Braidwood, Gardner.
Where Jesus lost his gym shoes.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I thought he had sandals.
Sandals and shoes.
I don't know. Michael Houston is here, too, from Lindholm Roofing. Do you get up on the roofs?
Oh, not in the snow.
Yeah.
In the cold? Yeah,
cold. Yeah.
As long as it's dry, not icy, we can get up on roofs. We can, you know, look and see, assess.
Assess. That's something
assess.
You should do. Yeah, you have to
do
that.
We
do.
We assess a lot.
I know you do. You guys are great. I might have to have you come assess.
I'm an assessor.
And Jeremy's here, MegaPro's Jeremy Hogel.
Yeah,
how are you?
Good morning. Good morning. How is everyone? Good.
Good.
It's like a different show, but the same show, but different.
I
right?
know. Yeah, I know. You and I, we have all worked together before.
Maybe we got to be smarter on this show.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, Lou, the bar is high.
It's so, really high.
Okay, got it.
Yeah.
That's a knock to Dave. I think Dave runs a pretty...
That's fine. Lou's smarter. It's not a knock. Dave would admit that.
Lose
yeah,
one
Dave,
day.
Dave would be like, all right.
I'm
yeah,
sure
no, that
David's
makes sense.
Up, and he'll call in and
maybe,
say, yeah,
maybe.
He's smarter.
He's here. He'd be doing push-ups.
So,
oh, he's definitely
lose a one-man team, whereas David, he brings a whole, he brings a panel of experts, and we can probably...
I guess that's the sad part, right? Lou's just one expert, which just basically is better than all of us. So
yeah.
All small experts, we still don't. The bar's high. That's okay. Well, any caller, texter, if you have home questions, we'll do our best to help.
Absolutely.
Right?
And I have like three of the best with me.
Resources. That's what you need.
Honestly, because when I fill in for Lou, I panic because I listen to Lou every Saturday morning and people will call about the craziest things and he'll just go... He doesn't even pause. He just goes, here's what I would do. And he always is right.
Yeah.
So fill in for Lou. Well, who's going to be with me? And you guys are the best. So thank you.
Yep.
You're welcome.
Thank you for coming in. 312-981-7200. Did you have a good Valentine's Day, Jeremy? I asked everyone else.
I had a fantastic Valentine's Day. We do like little heart-shaped pizzas from Lou Manfredi.
We were just talking about that.
Luminati's and Giorgio's. That's what we do. So those are both by us. But
that's adorable. And yeah, you were on your way up when I said my boys are 22 and 25, still live at home, and I love it. And Jim loves it. It's fine. And ever since they were little kids, we made heart-shaped pizzas. And last night they said... Aren't we doing heart-shaped pizzas? And
yeah.
I'm like, yeah. So
of course we
did.
We are. Yeah. That's kind of where my kids were at. Like, wait, really? And then it was like, no, we gotta.
Yeah.
Your kids are 22 and 25. You're about 22.
13 is my oldest, right? I'm officially a teenager. So yeah.
Oh,
her,
yeah.
The expectation.
And it's
still,
a girl? She's a girl?
Yes.
13.
Yes.
Oh,
yeah.
Have fun with
girl,
that.
Girl, girl, girl. So
yeah.
When my daughter discovered the mall, oh, my life changed.
Oh, there's no mall anymore. We're fine. That's just Amazon now.
Ooh.
Exactly. Yeah, it doesn't. Mall doesn't exist, right? Yeah, there's no like hangout. So, we took our kids to go skiing. We dropped our daughter off to just go ski.
Yeah.
So that's like their mall nowadays.
I have never skied in my life ever.
Really?
I blew out my knee in high school, so I just never wanted to ski.
No snow sport whatsoever. Okay.
I don't like cold weather. I like.
Wow, Illinois might not be the place for you.
I know.
I'm sorry.
I don't.
Newsflash.
I used to ice skate when I was younger, but I mean, I have never been on a toboggan, and I grew up near a toboggan.
We gotta get you on the hill.
I don't. It's cold.
Come on.
No.
We used to have a really good toboggan slide out in Palos Park, Swallow Cliff.
It was
like six lanes. It was.
Oh my god.
They don't do that anymore?
No.
Okay. I think they're all gone.
They got sued too many times.
Ah, that's it. Yeah, litigation.
There's still sled hills around.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever been on a sled, if you want to know the truth.
No way. Where did you grow up?
In Brookfield. I mean,
good God.
There was a good toboggan place not far away off of Ogden Avenue. I don't know what town that was in. I was pulled on a sled, but I didn't. I just ice skated on the Des Plaines River when it froze. That's what we did.
That was it?
Yeah.
Okay.
That was my extent of coldness. Then mini bikes, softball.
Well, that's fun.
Yeah,
summer stuff. Summertime
stuff.
Yeah, I'm built for summer as well.
Yeah, right? I just, you know, sometimes it's too cold. That's sorry. And my heater was actually working so well in the car. I think my butt got fried.
You can turn those off.
You warm up the car.
Why is it getting so hot in here? I don't understand.
I did turn it off, but, you know, I leave it on when I do the automatic start with the car because, you know, at 4:30 in the morning.
Fancy.
Every car has that now.
Right. I did that.
Pretty much.
I did that to my brother on the way back from Kansas.
Yeah.
And riding in a Cadillac, I turned his seat heater on. It was July. And he starts squirming in the seat.
Yeah, it gets too hot.
He's starting to sweat, like he's worried. Should I call a doctor?
It took him about 100 miles to catch on. But
hey, let's say hello to our first caller today. Hi there, what's your name?
Hello?
Hi, what's your name?
Oh, this is Steve. Wendy, how are you?
Hi, Steve. Wendy. How are you?
So let me turn down the radio.
Okay.
Well, good. I'm going to Walmart to get my Valentine's Day gift for my girlfriend.
50% off today.
I was
Steve.
You know, this happens
Valentine's
way too much.
Day, 50% off everywhere you go today.
So how do you explain that? Like early onset Alzheimer's? Like how do you explain to your significant other? Or is it for next year?
No, he's That'd just saying, honey, I forgot to give this to you yesterday. Okay. That's probably what he's doing.
I forgot to give it to you yesterday.
Or maybe
he's in trouble.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I mean,
yeah, that's a good question.
It depends on the age. Maybe they both don't know it's Valentine's Day, right? Like, let's just pretend today is Valentine's
Day. Girls know.
Girls know? No matter what age. Wendy, do you get anything for Valentine's Day? Do you and your counterpart?
Well, I have to tell you that February 12th was my birthday, so.
That is my daughter's birthday.
Really?
One of my daughter's birthdays.
Mine's
the 4th. February 12th.
Really?
How about that?
Feb 12th. Abe Lincoln.
Okay, Abe Lincoln.
Growing up, I never had school on my birthday, and then later they combined President's Day, but Abraham Lincoln, February 12th. But so that's why Valentine's Day doesn't mean that much in our house, because we celebrate my birthday 2 days earlier.
Got it. Okay.
So I, all right.
Combination.
Yeah.
Yeah. Combination. Makes sense.
So right? I've been celebrating for like the last 5 days.
So did you get anything awesome for your birthday?
I did.
Okay.
Can we take a break and do some news, and then we'll talk about that, and we'll take your calls. And
hopefully Steve will call back. he had something to say, and he got cut off somehow.
I know. I don't think WGN paid their phone bill. That might be the problem, because it just cut off.
You're listening to House Smarts Radio on 720 WGN.
This Steve Winwood song always makes me think of summertime. I'm not really sure why, but boy, I wish it was summertime. Wendy Snyder in for Lou Manfredini, and I am here with HVAC expert and Carrier Hall of Famer Rich Dykstra, Lindholm Roofing's Michael Houston, and Mega Pro's Jeremy Hogel. And Jeremy, we were just saying something off the air. Not a lot of calls this early in the morning at 312-981-7200 because Lou's not here. Why would they waste their call on us?
It kind of makes sense. We know stuff, though.
We do.
Well, let's test our knowledge, right? All right. Let's see what we got.
We can do that. Yeah. Let's take a call. Hi, Dave.
Hello, Wendy.
Hi, Dave. How are you?
Good. I think you should have your own show, and because my girlfriend and I, we listen to you all the time, and you just brighten up WGN.
Oh, well, thank you. And do you have a house or apartment that you and your girlfriend live in?
No, she lives somewhere else, and I live in the Heritage Woods in Gurnee.
Oh. Well, do you have any home improvement questions or DIY questions? Because I'll fake it, but I have a panel of experts with me.
But I just wanted to say that it's nice to meet you over the phone. I hope someday to meet you in person.
Oh, well, that's sweet, Dave. I appreciate you calling. You sure you don't have any kind of question for us?
No, I'm good.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Thanks, Dave. Thanks for calling
in. See you, Dave.
Have a good one. What a nice call.
We thought we'd be able to convince him to ask something about a house, something. So we have a texter. A question for Rich. Love hearing your voice and honesty. Are service programs for residential HVAC customers worth it? Or is the company just trying to generate revenue?
Both. A company does try and generate revenue, but that's the idea of them being in business. But a service agreement is a good idea because it keeps your equipment maintained. They'll call you in the spring, they'll call you in the fall and say, hey, it's time to have your equipment checked.
I have to call them back. They keep calling.
And two, what it will do is get you priority service, or it should. I know when with Dykstra, somebody had one of our maintenance plans and they called in with no cooling, they went to the top of the list.
Yeah,
if somebody
and
that
matters.
We never dealt with called with no cooling, well, we'll get to you. You know, as soon as we can, but the service agreements take priority.
So one of the things we talked on the break was, what are the concerns with service agreements and issues that may come up, right? So a tech comes out, maybe it's like a one-year tech, two-year tech, like maybe their
junior
skills
tech.
Are...
Oh, I see.
What do you junior. Call it? A junior tech, right? Yeah. Looks at it, tinkers around for a hot minute, and just says, it's broken. Heat exchanger's bad. Got to replace your furnace. What happens then to the customer?
First off, if it's a maintenance agreement or service agreement, usually we'll get a discount on new equipment. But I've said this forever and will continue to say it. If somebody tells you you need new equipment, get a second opinion.
No matter what.
No matter what. Even if you trust them, say, hey, you know, I have to get a second opinion.
And you're saying that not because that company could be shady. We're just saying that, hey, maybe they don't know. Maybe it was a rough day. Maybe they were a little hungover. Maybe something.
A lot of service techs are being switched to 100% commission. They're not hourly anymore. So they're getting paid on commission.
They're motivated. Oh, no way. They're motivated to push a new system on everyone.
Yep. Or parts.
Well, not everybody does that.
No, not everybody does it. There are companies that...
That rhyme with the alphabet.
You know. But there are companies that will do that. Another trick is they'll say, oh, you need a new motor. I've got it in the truck. I'm sure I have it in the truck. And they go out to the truck. They have no parts in the truck.
Yeah, I'm always curious
about
that.
And then they come back and say, oh.
How do you have a water heater in your truck, you know?
Center Guard does.
Oh, Center Guard does. Yeah, for sure. Well, they prep for that.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's what they do.
But what they'll do is, you need a motor, they'll go to the truck, come back and say, oh, bad news. I don't have the part. I check with the office. It's going to be at least a month.
Oh, geez.
It's 95 degrees outside. What do you want to do? Or it's 10 below. What do you want to do?
That's your motivator right there.
Yeah.
Right? I mean,
I can't go a month without heating or air conditioning. I need a new unit.
That's the pitch. Oh, and if you buy now, we'll throw in the furnace at no charge and we'll finance it for 24 months. Act now. Blah, 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 blah. Right?
So, I mean, how do you find someone to trust?
Yeah,
and when you
know?
Do, don't let them go.
That's why Rich says get a second opinion, if not even a third.
Yeah.
And in our industry, the roofing industry, it's quite the same.
Oh, totally.
It is.
I've had some people out that are not good.
I've gone out to homes after the people have gotten a proposal and an assessment. Oh, you need a new roof. I've gone out there, found an issue here or there on a 15, 17-year-old roof. Still has 3 to 5 years of serviceable life left.
Yeah.
You know, let's caulk some nail heads. Let's caulk the chimney flashing. Let's, you know, replace this vent or something here and there. $380, $400. And they have 3 more years easy before they have to call again to either decide to replace it proactively or maybe another small little maintenance task.
Well, I think that's an interesting point, right? So we'll show up to customers, that same kind of thing. And, hey, who told you that? And they're like, well, the roofer told me I need a new roof. Well, the siding guy told me I need a new. And I'm like, yeah, but they only sell roofing. They only sell siding. Of course they're going to tell you that. Do they do repairs? No, they only do new. Well, that kind of makes sense then, right?
Yeah. Call, yeah.
Call what did the surgeon. What did the surgeon say to you?
I need surgery. Come here.
And so these roofs have like a how long of a warranty? Pretty long. And then how long does we got a new roof and we had a leak and we called them and it's a few years later and they totally took care of it.
Well,
is that how you're supposed to do it?
There's a lot of different warranty programs out there that include extended warranties. The manufacturer usually covers that, and it usually requires you to use all the manufacturer's materials to put the roof together as a system. But a roof is going to last, 17 on the low end, 23 to 25, easily, and sometimes that long without even needing any maintenance. But over the course of time, as the roof does get older, some maintenance might be needed. You know, re-caulk the chimney flashing, like I said before, the nail heads, because the caulk does, over the course of time, weather or wash off the nail heads. Maybe a vent or something is damaged, or just maintenance, just basic maintenance.
All right. Speaking of vents, MegaPros would definitely do this. I realized that when we got a vent put in our bathroom, one of our bathrooms, it's not vented out of the house.
Yeah.
It's just vented into the attic.
It's just a shame that people are still doing that. There is a new building code that requires it to be vented out now. But
is that a big deal?
It's not a big deal. It's just goofy, right? I mean,
but if I
vent
call
out
someone
the side
now,
of the house,
is it a big expensive deal to vent it from?
No.
$200.
Yeah. No.
All right.
It's not even super complicated. But yeah, we typically want to vent out the roof instead of the siding, just based on how things are set up, and we want to use an insulated duct line, right? I mean, that's what we do now.
It's a flexible duct line that connects to a vent that has a flapper on it.
Mm-hmm.
It's dampered so that as the fan in the bathroom goes on, the vent will open up and let the warm, moist air out, or smelly air out.
Yeah.
And not let bugs or birds or the weather in.
Well, and the biggest issue with those is really I smell, who cares, right? It's in your attic. Nobody lives in your attic. Well, let's hope you don't, right?
Well, the trolls do.
Well, sure. The attic trolls, obviously. Right? I forgot about those. Is the condensation, right? So
that's what I'm worried about.
In the wintertime, you got all that hot air going in that cold space, hitting that cold plywood, and all the rust and moisture and grossness. Yeah, that's what we want to take care of.
I guess my handyman wasn't too handy when he put the vent in there, and I didn't really pay attention.
Yeah, I guess. Maybe handy, just like, I don't want to do this.
Sometimes they kind of nail it up to a rafter.
I've seen it. Yeah, nailed to a rafter, or like just kind of like dangling there, or by a soffit, just kind of laying on the ground. And I'm like, hey, that's an intake. That's not going to work.
This is just on the floor of the attic.
Yeah.
All right. We have your calls, and we'll get to them. 312-981-7200. It's Wendy in for Lou. It's House Smarts Radio here on 720 WGN.
Now back to your House Smarts crew this morning, right here on 720 WGN.
Just got home from Illinois. Locked the front door, oh boy. Got to sit down, take a rest.
It's Wendy Snyder in for Lou here on House Smarts Radio, 312-981-7200. We have Jeremy Hogel here today from Mega Pros, Lindholm Roofing's Michael Houston, and Carrier Hall of Famer, HVAC expert Rich Dykstra, wearing his Super Bowl ring.
Yes, I am.
That's why there's a glow, like I said. I wish I had brought my sunglasses.
All right, 312-981-7200. Lou is on vacation, but we are still here to take your calls. Let's just continue with this bathroom vent issue. Chris is on the line. Hi, Chris.
Hi there. How are you doing?
Great. Did you have an add-on bathroom vent question?
Yeah. So I got a half-bath laundry room, and we got one of these newfangled machines. It's got the wash machine, dryer, all in one. There's no vent. So the question is a vent fan required in the laundry room? Exhaust vent fan.
Can I ask you a question, Chris? Is there a lot of moisture in that laundry room area?
No.
Then no. I mean,
it has to be vented out.
No. It's a ventless system. Have you seen these?
Where does the moisture go?
It's a combo. It gets gobbled up in the system. It's a combo unit. We put them in condos all the time.
Are they like on top of each other?
Uh-uh. Single unit, right? Correct, Chris?
Really?
That's right. Mine is a GE all in one.
Yep. So Mitsubishi, it's big in Europe, right?
It's a washer and dryer?
Yeah, combo. It does. I got a question, Chris.
It's a heavy unit.
Is it loud or vibrate or no?
No.
That's awesome.
No.
So, yeah, technically, absolutely not. You're fine. The biggest thing we've seen for customers with those units is there can be moisture in that area. So if you're not having an issue, yeah, call it a day. I'm happy to hear that it's working great.
I can't understand where the moisture goes.
It gets heated up and it's gone. It evaporates.
Okay, so it evaporates. Where does the evaporated moisture go?
It's in the unit.
So there's got to be some sort of a filter or a collection container.
I didn't design it.
So when you
it's
open a door,
GE, teams
open the
of
door,
engineers, guys. No. Chris, how is the experience? How long does it take you to do a load of laundry?
Well, that's the other thing.
Yeah.
Long?
It ain't for us two. It's fine. With a family, I don't know because, while you're drying a load, you can wash a load.
Yep.
This one, you got to wait till the whole thing's done.
Yeah, so like 2 hours, I've been told about two and a half hours.
Under that.
But it's smaller, so your unit capacity might be a little bit smaller.
It's pretty big drum there.
I have never heard of this. It's like the Jetsons or something.
Yeah, that's great. That's great to hear, Chris. But yeah, no, you're all set. No problem.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Bye.
Yep.
Never heard of it. And Michael Houston looks puzzled, and so do you, Rich.
I know. I never heard of such a thing.
Wow.
It's evil.
And then
it's evil.
It does save, room, right? You said in condos.
Picture a condo. You're on the 20th floor, right? And how are you going to vent it?
Oh, yes.
Drilled through the window.
Oh, the window. The condo's going to love that.
Yeah.
So you put this unit in, and it just runs its own cycles. But I don't know. We put them in probably about 15 years ago. We started putting them in. And those systems were not great.
Huh.
The moisture has my
buddy.
The moisture has
it's in the unit. It's in the unit. It heats.
He's not going to let that go.
He really can't. We don't have to put a floor drain in. Nothing.
He's young.
Okay, I'm young. Yeah, young, naive. I get what you. I understand physics. I understand. I just teams of engineers. GE, Mitsubishi started making them. It is what it is.
Hey, Kurt. Good morning.
Good morning. How's everybody?
Great. How are you doing?
I'm good.
Do you have a question? Problem?
I do have a question. My question is about a UV light, the bulb, ultraviolet light that goes in the side of my furnace. And it's supposed to add extra germ-killing bacteria. I'm not exactly sure what it all purifies, but the furnace is not new. The bulb that was installed when they installed the furnace went out and probably has been out for a few years. So I finally decided, okay, I'm going to look to see and order a new one. There were several knockoff cheaper ones, but I went with the nearly $100 bulb that is supposed to go with the system. And I can't get...
You can't get what? Kurt, you're cutting out a little bit. We got right to the point where you like, I can't get what?
I'm sorry, go ahead.
We got right to the point where you explained everything and then you go, but I can't get, and then it broke up. So fill us in. We just lost his. Oh, there you go.
Okay, it's trying to connect to my earbuds is what it's trying to do.
Can you hear us now?
I can. I'm
okay.
So sorry.
No, that's okay. So you get to the point, you were talking, and then you said, blah, 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 but I can't get, and then we lost you.
I'm sorry, I don't know where I left off, but the bulb will not light. The bulb will not light. So, you know, this is my $100
what system is it?
Ultravation.
Okay.
The ultravation system.
It's probably sounds like it's a bad ballast because they're like they're not a neon light, but they look like a neon light. They got the tube, and the ballast could be bad.
On the bulb itself?
No, on the that it plugs into. There's a ballast in the fixture that will turn on the light bulb, and that bulb should be replaced once a year for it to work.
Okay. Well, yeah, and I it probably ran for, you know, 2 or 3 years before I replaced it.
Yeah, it still lights up. They'll always light up, but they're not doing anything. That's. I mean, you look at it and say, oh, it's lit. So it must be okay. It's not.
So what does he do? Do you call the
guy?
Yeah.
Yeah, call the heating guy, and he'll check it out for you. That would be the advice.
The company that came out to service the furnace, they said, yeah, we don't do those. So
where do you live? Where do you live?
Naperville.
Okay, I'll get your phone number after the show. I'll give you a call and get you a company.
Is
you hooked up?
Is there a chance that light is bad? His brand new light?
Possible.
I mean,
I doubt it, but
yeah. I called the company and they said, "Oh, we don't do phone service anymore. You have to give us an email." So I gave them an email, and then they sent back and they said, "Well, you should call the company." And I was like, "Okay,
this is
going nowhere.
It's going nowhere." Yeah. And you can't just return. You can't just return the light.
Oh no, they won't take it back. I don't think
I don't know. We'll see.
I will give you a call after the show and get you hooked up with the company.
I'll give him your number and your name, Kurt, and be looking forward to a call from Rich.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Make any sense.
Yeah, I don't get that one either. And I hate when you buy something from someone and you call them to service it, and they're like, yeah, we don't do that.
Yeah, we don't do that anymore.
Well, how can you if they sold it to you?
I don't get it either.
All right, let's do... I'm just going for how long people are hanging on. This is Karen. Good morning, Karen.
Hello. Good morning.
Do you have a question?
I do. So here's my question. We have hardwood floors in the house. And there are like 6 or 7 spots where you walk and you get to see, and it's kind of
what's that noise?
It's annoying.
What was that? What was that noise?
That was a pretty good job, Karen. That's a pretty good noise.
That was ooh, ooh, ooh. That'd be different.
Baby powder. I heard put baby powder in there.
I don't
put humidity in there.
Yeah.
Well, okay, so we don't have a finished basement, so we could get to the underneath, I guess, from the basement or whatever. But my husband, he's pretty handy. Is this something we could fix on our own? Or if not, who do we call? Is it a carpenter? Is it a flooring person? How do we fix this?
So, Karen, the first question is that do you have a humidifier in your house?
Yeah, we have the whole house humidifier.
And humidity is set at an appropriate temperature?
35%.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, and when it gets colder, we know to turn it down because you start seeing the, you know, the
condensation on windows and such.
We're monitoring that, yeah.
How old is the hardwood floor, do you know?
It's original to the house, and we're talking, I think, 1952, 57, something like that.
So technically, yeah, there are ways that you can repair. You could try to pull the subfloor down to the joist. It could be a joist issue. It could be a subfloor issue, or it could be the boards or the nails in between, like the tongue and groove. So there's like three possible variables. The easiest is just try to pull the subfloor tight with the exposed ceiling and see if that works. You want to use little screws. They do have kits. You could go online and see like a little do-it-yourself kit. They have like special screws and special wedge plates and a whole bunch of fun stuff. I'm sure Ace.
How about this Igor?
This is Lou's show.
Yeah, Mr. Floor. Yeah,
well, she said do-it-yourself, right?
Right.
So we're on the House Smart show. So everyone wants to fix it yourself, which is totally cool.
YouTube has come in very handy for me.
Is there a way to also sister the rafters in the basement?
There is. Again,
it's
I'd start with baby steps. You know, so baby steps, they do have these little, like, wedge things. I'm sure they sell it at Ace. If not, you could just go online and you could try that. They do have systems where you could actually drill the hardwood floor from the top side. I do not recommend that. Igor would not recommend that.
Man, no.
And if you really can't stand the squeak, you could reach out to Mr. Floor. And they would be happy to help.
What was it? Mr. Floor?
Yep. If you just Google MrFloor.com or just Mr. Floor, you could find them. I'm sure they'll service your area.
And ask for Igor and tell him you heard him on WGN.
There you go.
Wow. Okay.
Those are your options. Or you could live with it, Karen. Or you could move.
I guess sell your house, as Hawk Perk would
David
say.
Would say sell.
Yeah. So.
All right.
Yeah, we're not moving.
Got it.
So, yeah, it's just that, you know, when you get to that certain spot, you just know. And then if you just happen to be standing in that spot for some reason, and then you're moving.
Yeah, I get it.
All right. Well, good luck to you, Karen. Mr. Floor, thank you so much for calling. It is a brand new day, and Lou Manfredini is on vacation. I'm Wendy Snyder, and with me today, Rich Dykstra, HVAC expert and Carrier Hall of Famer, Michael Houston from Lindholm Roofing, and Jeremy Hogel, Mega Pros Jer. We have some callers, 312-981-7200. Tim has been on hold for a while. Good morning to you, Tim.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. What's your question?
Okay. I have a little bit of input. I think Rick would be familiar with what I'm talking about. You were talking about the combination washer-dryer and what happens to the moisture in it. Basically, what happens is once the wash cycle is done, a fan in the machine goes on, and it pushes hot air through the clothes, which creates the steam. The steam then goes to the back of the unit, to a condensing unit, just like an air conditioner or a dehumidifier, where the steam then becomes a liquid, and then the condensate is dumped out through the same hose that the water from the wash is ejected through.
That makes sense.
That makes sense.
The reason that the clothes take longer and never get fully dry is because that outer tub that is used to wash the clothes never gets as cold as that condenser, and therefore the clothes stay wet a little bit longer. Some units push a fan, and some units just heat the tub to create that steam and take it out of the clothes.
Michael Houston can now sleep tonight.
It's a little less efficient.
When we were visiting our daughter over in London and all, they had one.
Hello.
And, it is annoying because it takes
about 2 hours to do a full load.
Yeah, so that's what I heard.
Her life was clothing with two kids.
Well, so, yeah, yeah, and that's just two. You're right.
A little less efficient, but a necessary evil in a pinch, like in a condo or townhouse.
Remember, especially in Europe, space is a premium.
Oh, yeah.
And so anything they can do to conserve space, they'll use, whereas here we have the luxury of not needing that.
Yeah, we're Americans. So, we take up so much space.
I do.
We do. Yeah, look at our cars. Look at our roads. Look at our everything.
Look at our people.
Look at our people. Yeah, look at our people, Tim. You're right.
Well, thank you for that answer.
I can sleep
tonight.
You have a good day, Dan.
You too.
Thank you.
Yeah,
look at our people.
Michael Houston could not just, you could not comprehend that. You did not want to accept it, no. So I'm glad you got your answer.
Well, Rich couldn't either, but now it makes sense that it goes out the drain of the washer.
Right,
it
goes to the condensing.
Well, there's no drain. There's no drain. There's no actual drain outside the unit, just to be clear, guys.
Right, not outside
the
unit.
Not outside, correct.
But
just back
the wastewater from the washer has to go somewhere.
Correct, it's just getting recycled.
And that's where the condensed water
I get
goes.
It.
All right, we got another one.
Yes, we do. Tom's on the line. Good morning to you, Tom.
Hi, guys. Good morning. Hey, I got a question to ask you about the gas ranges. I'm thinking about getting a small condo, and I'm looking around right now, and sometimes I'm kind of limited to what I can get. And some places, like, they'll have a gas, you know, cooking as well as gas heat. And I was wondering, there's some talk about risks involved with that. I was wondering, first off, do you guys think there's anything to that? And also, is the potential risk from gas range the same as gas heat? And then do air purifiers or air filters maybe remove the risk?
Okay, well,
What's the risk?
This is awesome. Yeah. Come on.
Yeah, okay. A heating unit is a sealed combustion type thing. It vents out the chimney. A range will produce carbon monoxide. Okay, not a lot, not enough to hurt you, but that's why they always say don't run your oven to try and heat your home because it produces a lot of carbon monoxide. An air purifier will not do anything for that. That has to dissipate.
Yeah, open a window. That'll do just fine.
I don't have a vent over my gas stove.
Wendy, there is a huge I'm sure the bill came from California, but there's a huge push to get rid of all gas appliances
by
2030.
Aren't most new homes being built with zero gas supply?
Not in Illinois.
Okay.
In other states, rhymes with California. They are doing that. There's just this whole media fear on gas. Well, gas explodes.
I've heard that switch.
So does a car. it's filled with gas. And what about some Teslas that are on the road? And those
cars are electrical fires.
And those things are blowing up. So yeah, Tom, I would be concerned not of gas at all. If you are, most condos don't have gas.
Right.
I mean, that's
because
actually just
you can't vent it. Is that why?
I think it's that, and
no,
it's just not easy.
Piping.
Yeah, it's just gas piping. It's not easy. Right, so it's like, hey, we already got power. Run the power.
Does that mean then, like, gas heat would have the same potential risk as a gas range?
No,
or is that
not at all.
Yeah, I also don't think that there's a potential risk. But the media
will say
otherwise.
I could have a cigarette if I still smoked by my gas furnace and not blow up.
You'll
right?
Be fine. Right, you'll be totally
See?
Fine.
Yeah. God, I wish I could smoke again.
No, you don't.
Wendy, you can if you want.
No, you don't.
I can't.
Yeah, so Tom, I mean, if you do have a fear of that, which is a thing, and there is a whole bunch of noise around it, then yeah, stay safe and just get an electric appliance. But they've been making gas appliances for some time now, and they're safer now than they ever have been.
If I were to get like a condo with electric heat, I know it's more of a dry heat. If I had get a couple humidifiers in the air, would that make it feel more comfortable?
Absolutely,
oh, yeah. Without a doubt.
And you can put a humidifier on an electric furnace too.
Like an April Air could be put on that too.
Yeah, one model of it. Yeah.
There you go, Tom.
Thank you very much.
You're very, very welcome. Yeah, I didn't know that there was necessarily a fear of gas appliances. I know it's better for the environment, but is it? I don't know.
Yeah, that's debatable.
I don't know.
You know, because we only have enough power, and we keep asking for more power.
The power grid is already
power grids
maxed.
I mean,
that's
again,
a good point.
And I think that was from an old administration that was trying to get all electric, everything.
Yeah, I'm trying to. I want to see when that law was getting pushed.
I have never ever.
You think it was just last year? You think it was just that early administration? It's just last year.
I have never used an electric stove. I don't even know if I would know how. I love gas.
It's virtually the same.
I mean, it takes longer unless you have an induction. It's going to take longer.
Yeah,
I like gas.
I do too.
Right. You're a furnace guy. Of course you like gas. What are you it's going to work. It's going to work right. It's going to work fast. It's going to. There's not a lot of stuff that's going to go wrong with it. It's good. You can measure your BTUs. It's done.
That's Jeremy Hogel from Mega Pros. We have Michael Houston here from Lindholm Roofing and Rich Dykstra, HVAC expert and Carrier Hall of Famer. And we have more of your questions coming up. 312-981-7200. It's House Smarts Radio here on 720 WGN.
Now back to House Smarts Radio, right here on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Oh, yeah, we've got the discotheque going this morning. It's Wendy in for Lou. He's on vacation, and we have Rich Dykstra from his own place. He's retired. He's an HVAC expert, Carrier Hall of Famer. We have Michael Houston, Lindholm Roofing, and Jeremy Hogel from Mega Pros. And your phone calls, 312-981-7200. That is also the text line, and I believe we had some texts.
We do. We have a question. Why is uneven ice melt on a roof a sign of a roofing issue? So that's a combination answer to a combination question. It could be anything from inadequate or poorly installed insulation. It could be a ventilation issue with either blocked or no intake or not enough exhaust. And yes, it does become a roofing issue over the course of time because that roof will typically pre-age or prematurely age. So that should be addressed, but you need it to be looked at to determine what the issue is. You can't just guess online.
So if our listener is capable of going in their attic safely, right? That's a disclaimer, safely. And just looking at how much insulation they have in their attic, that's a good start.
Right.
And then also look at the decking above. If you notice that there's some moisture, condensation, or this temperature probably, well, tomorrow for sure and Monday for sure.
Cause Monday it's gonna be for like sure. It's going to be 7 degrees
or something like that. Single digits. So if you see snow or ice on the upside of your
crystals,
that's
on
telling
the bottoms
you. On the bottom
of,
side.
Of the nails that poke through the roof,
if you see a little
balls
bit of water,
of frost.
Then you know that it's a condensation issue. Now, that could be a lack of ventilation that's in there, or it could be an attic exhaust, or it could be a bathroom exhaust fan just getting vented in there. But that would be any roofing. Well, I don't want to say any roofing professional, right? Because not all roofing professionals will even go in attics.
Well, not all roofing professionals,
they know,
and I use that word loosely,
exactly.
Know the rules, the general rules of ventilation and insulation. And Rich, what happens when HVAC units are put into an attic? How much heat do those give off?
Zero.
Really?
Zero.
Yeah, if it's a 90%er, it has to be enclosed in a room.
Yes.
Otherwise, it'll freeze.
Got it.
Okay, an 80%er, most of the heat is contained because the ductwork's all insulated.
Do they even make 80% furnaces still?
Yeah, still
okay, do. All right. Yeah. I mean, I'm just surprised that sales pitch-wise, people haven't just, oh, it's so
condos,
much more efficient.
Condos, you can't put them in.
Oh, got it.
You can't put a 90%er in.
Got it. Okay.
Okay, then we have another question. Hi, Wendy. Mindy from Oak Park. The upper half of our Georgian home is vinyl siding. Can it be painted? What type of paint? Cost of painting?
Yes, it can be painted. Our siding has been painted, although I think ours was aluminum.
Yeah, so...
Can you paint vinyl?
Yes.
You used to not be able to. You absolutely can paint a vinyl now.
I thought so.
Without a doubt. I would say, depending on the color and sun exposure and everything, 7 to 12 years as far as painting goes. And as far as replacing versus painting, it's going to be a fraction of the cost to paint.
And there are special paints out there. And if you go to one of those professional paint stores,
J.C. Licht,
they'll tell you.
You know, Sherwin-Williams, J.C. Licht, a Benjamin Moore, something like that. Maybe an Ace that has good. I think most of them are J.C. Licks nowadays. I don't.
You can find that.
I would stay away from a big box store with that paint.
Well, you can find it there, but not the professional guidance that you need.
Correct.
And Mindy, a part of our house was an addition that was put on in the 80s, and that's sided. So when we got the front part, which is all Victorian and original clapboard.
Look at you throwing out all these technical. Wendy.
It was painted, man. And the front wood clapboard was peeling, and the siding was still in great shape. Yeah. So it was kind of cheaper because we just matched the front to the siding. Without again, yep. And it definitely holds it pretty well.
Yeah, I would not recommend doing it yourself, just because it is pretty technical. Sometimes you need a really good primer and then a paint, so I would call a painting professional.
Right, upper half, which means on ladder. So unless you're comfortable climbing and know how to incorporate safety into it, get a professional.
Yep.
All right, we have Janet who has called us, 312-981-7200. Good morning, Janet.
Good morning.
What's your question?
I have a question about my regulating the temperature in my home. Whether it's summer or winter, in the summer it gets extremely hot and difficult to cool off, and in the winter it's cooler. So it's a two-story townhome and with vaulted ceilings on the first floor. Okay. So I'm wondering if there's any tricks or things that I can do to...
You should have what they call volume dampers located near the furnace. It gets hot upstairs in the summer, and correct? It's always warmer upstairs.
Yeah. Yes.
There's you should have a volume damper where you can cut the airflow for the lower level. You can cut that back. It'll force more cold air up to the second floor. Another thing, too, is to see if you have any returns up in that upper level. They should be up near the ceiling to pull the hot air off the ceiling and get it back to the unit to be cooled.
What about ceiling fans, Janet? Do you have any ceiling fans?
Yeah, in the summertime, the master bedroom, the window faces south, so the afternoon sun just kind of bakes in there, and it doesn't cool off at night. So I use a ceiling fan and like a pedestal fan that, just kind of rotates. I have to have the two fans all night, and it sometimes it still doesn't cool off all the way.
And that room, is that a vaulted ceiling as well?
No.
Okay. So maybe it could be insulation actually really helps, or you could look at a secondary system, which would be like a mini split system.
Right.
And Rich is way smarter at that than I am.
Yeah, you can get a small unit thermostatically controlled for just your bedroom. Mitsubishi makes a high efficiency unit that would go. It's a unit. It's a cassette that would go up high on the wall. They're extremely quiet. You cannot hear them operate, and it'll keep it'll keep the bedroom 72 degrees.
That's too hot.
Yeah.
For a bedroom,
68 degrees.
So here's something too, Janet. It's like our old house. Our venting is not that great. And it's like if you don't get it cool, it's like it can never catch up on really hot days. So sometimes maybe you have to turn the thermostat down.
With a two-story, you're going to have you have to get the airflow
moving.
Where do you live? What area do you live in?
It's Schererville, Indiana.
Okay. There's a good heating company out there, Siemer Heating, S-I-E-M-E-R, Heating.
Okay.
They're in Schererville. Ask for George. And tell them that Rich Dykstra told you to call.
Okay.
They're honest. They'll come out and give you they'll tell you exactly what you have to do.
Wonderful. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
All right. Good luck to you. And we've got news coming up, 7:08. I think this one goes to you, Jeremy. What's with the snide comments about California passive-aggressive political comments?
No political comments.
We're not getting political.
Look, if you just look at every can, it just says Proposition 45, in the state of California, right? So
that's fine. Whatever. I'm glad I live in Illinois.
They are very stringent when it comes to certain things, right?
I mean, not forest management.
High, high population.
That's a low blow.
Well, no low blows. It's just a real thing. So, yeah. I mean, trying to get rid of gas, and they also have brownouts, right? So it's conflicting information. That's all.
Yeah. And thank you so much for commenting on that, yeah. Because that's what it is. We live in Illinois. We don't have to worry about that here.
Correct.
So we are going to take a break. We're going to do some news. Don Kleppen has your news. Andy Mazur has your sports. And then we are going to be back with your DIY fun on House Smarts Radio. It's Wendy Snyder in for Lou here on 720 WGN.
Now back to House Smarts Radio, right here on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
It is House Smarts Radio. Lou Manfredini is on vacation. I'm Wendy Snyder, and with me this week, Rich Dykstra, HVAC expert and Carrier Hall of Famer. We have Michael Houston from Lindholm Roofing and MegaPros Jeremy Hogel. And we have your calls, 312-981-7200. We have some furnace comments, questions, calls. We'll start with Joe. Hi, Joe.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm well, thank you.
All right, what's going on with your furnace?
So my furnace, the heat exchanger is dying. And I have these quotes from for Carrier furnaces, and I'm trying to compare an Infinity to a Performance and I live up here in Michigan, and I just wondered if Rich could give me some input on what he thinks.
The Infinity is what I would go with, hands down. From a comfort level, are you getting new air conditioning to go with it?
Yes.
Okay, you're gonna love the system then, because what it will do, it'll fluctuate from, I think depends how big your furnace is, but it goes down
about
to
80,000 BTU.
Okay, 80,000. It'll be operating probably 90% of the time at about 40,000 BTUs, and if it needs more heat, it'll ramp itself up to a higher flame, higher blower. The Infinity. I've got an Infinity system in my house. I've had them since they were made. It's definitely, forget the Performance. Go with the Infinity.
There you go.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you.
You're welcome.
And he is a Hall of Famer, Joe,
yes,
so you have to listen to him.
All right.
Have a great weekend. And we have another furnace question from Chuck. What's up, Chuck?
He hasn't heard that before.
I have talked to Lou about other things, but are you familiar with, on the blower motor, is there any aftermarket that has an inversion input?
You can get a yes, to answer your question. What you're trying to do is get a higher efficiency blower motor?
Well, yes, I know when it's running full blast, it's not needed, and it's just running the electric bill up.
How old is your furnace?
Oh, very old.
Don't waste the money. Go with a new system. The furnace.
I don't think I would order a system without the inversion on the blower.
You'd have a hard time finding one.
Yeah,
because okay, they're all made with
it. Yeah, I didn't know if there was such a thing made. That's what I was inquiring about.
Right, you're using about 600 watts of electricity every time you hear that blower come on. The Carrier Infinity system uses 80 watts.
Wow.
Well, yeah. I was trained in that industry years ago, and I've had hands on with all of that stuff. But it's all changed over the years.
Yeah, and the gas consumption too. You know, you're at 98% efficient, opposed to 50% that you have right now.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It'll pay for itself in no time. What area do you live in? Where do you live?
I'm in the Rockford area.
Okay.
Yeah.
There's a lot of good Carrier dealers out there.
Yeah.
that'll come out and they'll measure your house. They'll tell you exactly what you need. Set up financing for you. I mean,
well, I know bigger's not better. I'm well aware of all of that.
Not, especially now, bigger's not better. Yeah, if the furnace is too big, if you go too big, for example, if you have a 130,000 BTU furnace now, you'll be putting an 80 in to replace it. And the problem is if you go too big, I want a bigger one, it'll cycle off on limit. It won't run. It won't allow itself to run because it can't dissipate the heat.
Yeah, well, the split system seems like it's a real good approach on anything that, even the newer stuff, you know, I mean, like newer construction and that.
Yeah, ductless splits have their place, you know, but if you have a full forced air system and you replace it with a high efficiency system, you'll shoot yourself for not doing it earlier. The comfort level is held dead even. It's worth it.
I was going to replace hot water a number of years back, and then when I looked at what I was losing, you know, I backed out of it because it's a lot better, better air for breathing and everything. You don't need the humidification
you still need humidification
for your house and for your skin.
Not as much.
Yes you do. You need 30, if you have hot water heat, that's a very dry heat. That's the driest, right next to electric heat. It's very dry.
I had an older house, you know, with radiators in it. And,
do you guys want to exchange numbers and go out to lunch?
Talk furniture shop?
I'm sorry. So, Chuck, did you get everything answered that you wanted answered?
I think so. I'll listen for you. Do you have
you know what, Chuck? I'll get your phone number.
A business number that I could get you at sometime if I wanted to inquire?
Yeah, it's 708-417-7391.
Okay.
That's my cell.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
You're welcome. And I'll get your number, too, and I can reach out to you later.
Okay.
All right?
All right, Chuck.
Take it easy, Chuck.
Be looking for a call from Rich, okay?
Yes, I'll do that.
Okay. I'll give it to you in a minute. I'm sorry I can't reach. Thank you so much for calling. Yeah, you guys, I was just kind of mesmerized by you two talking furnace.
Talking shop, right? Our listeners are either like really interested or they're like, I can't believe what's happening right now.
Jeremy and I know to stay in our lanes.
I got a question, though. So this is interesting, right? So we're saying a boiler system, which is water.
Right.
Does that not emit humidity?
Steam does.
Steam does.
A steam boiler will... It's shooting steam all day long.
I'm not suggesting don't have a humidifier.
With a steam boiler, you don't need a humidifier.
Got it.
With a hot water boiler, yeah, you do.
Okay.
Because it's dry.
It's dry.
Electric. It's dry.
Sealed. The hot water is pumping through the
Yeah, you're not getting any actual hot water coming.
No, it's not. If you get hot water coming out, you got a problem.
Then it's leaking.
And those tubes, they're not going to condensate. Those coils, they don't condensate. Nothing condensates. Nope. So you're not adding any air.
180 degrees, they're not going to condensate
at all. Okay.
I mentioned April Air earlier, Jeremy, and it was a whole house unit. We've had it forever. We did get a new unit when we got the new furnace. It was just old when we moved in there. But I feel like there's not enough humidity. I have it set at the 35.
Right.
We're not seeing any condensation on the windows or anything. The only thing I'm noticing is... we're not getting static electricity shock, so it is doing its job. I want it more moist.
Turn it up.
Can you do that?
Yeah, you can totally.
You can,
do that. Come on,
but
come on.
Be careful when it gets super cold out, like it's going to be on Monday.
Yeah,
that April air is going to push too much humidity into the atmosphere, and you could have steaming windows.
All right,
you could
let's try this out, right? So I get it. You're an aware homeowner,
yeah.
So you're
I'll pay
watching
attention.
It exactly. So crank it up, say your windows, I'll call that the condensation test. Say your windows do get condensate, just turn it down. You're not going to get mold or mildew that fast. It's not going to damage your... Do you have wood windows? Mm-hmm. I'd imagine you do.
Yes.
Right? So that would be the only concern, right? So if you don't... If you have wood windows, you don't want those windows to just get trashed.
Right.
So hopefully there's good coats of paint on them and things like that. But if they're a little raw or if they're stained, you could run the risk of damaging those windows. But if you catch it fast... Catch it fast. But yeah, you can.
I got to replace them with Gilkey windows anyway. I got to go fiberglass. Right? You know, these are old rope windows.
I know the
you know?
Windows.
Yeah.
I get it.
I'm also talking about that moisture that's in the house getting trapped in the attic if the ventilation is not what it needs to be.
Yes, that's true.
So you got to be careful. The colder it gets, the less humidity or the lower humidity setting should be used on your April air.
Yeah.
But see, my brain tells me to turn the humidity up when your heat is going and it's cold outside. I don't know. For some reason, I'm thinking you want more humidity because it gets really dry when your heat is going all the time.
I have never, ever, ever changed my humidity setting. I keep it set at 35%.
35 is a good setting.
Well, so do we have to take a break? Because I do.
Sure. Can you hold your thought?
Yeah.
All right. We'll come back.
Are we supposed to take a break?
Yeah,
I don't know. Okay.
We got a little wiggle room right here. But yeah. Jeremy, hold your thought. We'll come back. It is House Smarts Radio on 720 WGN.
Now back to House Smarts Radio right here on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Some people say a man is made out of mud. A poor man's made out of muscle and blood. Muscle and blood and skin and bones. A mind that's weak and a back that's strong. You load 16 tons.
And what do you get? Everybody! Hi, Wendy Snyder in for Lou Manfredini, who's taking this week off. He is in Paris. And it is House Smarts Radio. We're taking your calls at 312-981-7200. We have Mega Pros Jer with us, Jeremy Hogel. We have Lindholm Roofing's Michael Houston, an HVAC expert and Carrier Hall of Famer, Rich Dykstra, with us today. 312-981-7200. Jeremy, you were talking about...
Well, we were talking about humidity. Humidification in your house, right? So the question that I had for Rich was, let's assume that your humidistat is installed on your return line, not on your supply line, right? So that would be the first...
Is it supposed to be on the return?
It's supposed to be on the return.
Okay.
So it's sensing the air coming back from the house.
That's your driest air.
Yeah.
Is the air that's coming into the furnace. The air that's going out.
Yeah.
It's testing. It's like, oh, yeah, no, it's all good. It's the perfect, it's the most perfect air right then. So that's the first step.
First step.
Right? As far as second steps go, you are right. As it gets colder, we should be adjusting that humidistat down. But if you're
not... If you get an extended period of cold. Now, we're going to have 2 days of cold.
Yeah, it's a quickie.
And then it's going to hit 40.
It's going to hit 40. So that's why I don't even... If we're going to have a week or two of... Zero or
like the polar vortex when that lands.
Then let's get out of Illinois. If we're going to have 2 weeks of below temperature, just sell the house, go to Florida, go to Arizona. Just get the heck out of Dodge.
Really, go to California.
Yeah. We can go anywhere you want to as long as it's warmer, right? I don't care, right? It just doesn't matter anymore. Just 2 weeks of terrible weather. So you are saying just watch that.
It's a simple thing.
Watch your windows. Watch.
Right. Watch the windows. That's your biggest key.
Got it.
All right, 847, I have an April air that's leaking water. What would cause that?
A dirty pad or a plugged drain?
Yeah, you got to change that pad every year. And
every
it's
year.
So weird because it's so crunchy.
Yeah.
You know, it's made with metal in it, but it's also...
And it's treated. It's treated
and
so
then,
the water will travel.
Like all the efflorescence, what is that that's in there that it's gets really hard? Is
minerals?
That my hard water?
Calcium. That's your hard water. It's calcium. Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah, we change ours
twice
a season. Yeah, just because it gets so icky.
Yeah. Icky. And all right, let's
technical
go.
Technical term.
Icky.
Well, that's a technical term,
it
right?
Is.
Right?
It is.
Right?
It
so
is.
When
oh,
you
yeah.
show up to a customer's
Ooh,
house and you're like, look
icky.
At your furnace. That filter's real icky. We got to change that puppy right now.
Now let's talk filters because I love talking to you about this. You do not need one of those hugely really thick bad boys, do you?
Well, the 4-inch filters are better.
But your system has to be set up for that. Mine is not. So if you're getting a new system, 4 inches the way to go?
Yeah.
Okay.
Or electronic.
But if you already have an older...
The 1-inch filters, and this is where Lou and I will go to the pit on.
Oh, you guys argue on this?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah. Okay.
He wants, you got to go with the filter.
14 FPR, 2,000 for $45 a piece.
In all fairness, though, if someone in your house has asthma or something like that, isn't that helpful? Okay, you still don't go there.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, you can get the... If you get a 1-inch pleated filter.
Okay, which is all filters.
It's all not all of them. You can still get the blue fiberglass.
Yeah, the blue lovely one. Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Those are better as
they
get
dirty.
But
you got to rinse those yourself. Yeah. So.
But get a simple 1-inch pleated filter, and it's better than the... Because the other ones restrict the air too much.
So the thicker they are, they're taking out harmful bacteria and dander and all that stuff.
The thicker they are, they're collecting more stuff.
Right, but then air's not getting through, and doesn't your furnace have to work harder?
Right. It'll shut off.
Really?
It'll shut off.
If it's not getting air, it needs air across it to keep it cool.
Oh.
If the filter's too tight, it'll shut itself down, and with the air conditioning, it'll ice up.
So I guess the argument is, why is Lou saying, hey, you need a better, is it because of air quality?
He likes the high-efficiency pleated filters.
Okay.
I don't.
Ace probably sells them.
Oh, they do.
They sell all of them.
Oh, they sell all of them. Yeah. All right.
Here's my question for you, Mr. Hall of Famer.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes I get the cheap ones, the pleated cheap ones, and when I go to change it after a couple months, it's like folded up and like almost sucked into the.
Because you let it go too long. That's exactly what I'm saying. It gets plugged up. It gets plugged up, and the blower sucks it in.
So it was too dirty.
Are you sure it's the right size?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Hey, Wendy? That's
mine is 25/20 by 1.
Yeah. Okay.
I know.
What is it?
25/20 and 1.
Do you have
1.
That tattooed on your wrist? Is that like, hold on, let me check real quick.
No, but I know.
Furnace.
On my April Air, I actually took a Sharpie and wrote the number of the filter replacement.
And the arrow points to the furnace.
Yeah. I have all the Sharpie marks all over our.
I like that.
Yeah. You got to do what you got to do.
Yes, you do. Yeah.
All right.
We got a caller. We got a texter.
Okay, let's do the caller.
Whatever you want to do.
I didn't see the caller. Hi, Bill. Welcome to the show this morning.
Hi. Good morning to you. My question is for the gentleman who works the AC.
Yes.
Just recently bought an old kind of like fishing cabin up in the Lake Geneva area. Sits on a crawl space. Has never had a furnace or any ductwork. We want to put central air in, so I guess we're going to have to go with, what do you call it, mini drop system?
Mitsubishi ductless splits. And you can heat with those as well.
Right. We were going to look for that also. My question to you, is there anyone in that area, Lake Geneva, Williams Bay, that you're familiar with that I could look to give me a fair job and a fair price for both?
What I'll do is I'll get a hold of my buddies, and I will give you a call either probably Monday, if that's okay.
That would be fine.
I'll get you a contact.
I apologize. Your name again?
Rich Dykstra, D-Y-K-S-T-R-A.
Okay. All right. I will look forward to a call from you on Monday.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you, Bill.
Thank you for your time.
You're Bye-bye. Welcome.
Bye-bye. All right. And someone has texted... that I shouldn't get replacement windows because it's going to ruin my old home. You'll severely reduce the value of your old home. I have Gilkey windows. Trust me, they can come up with ones that look exactly like what we have on the outside. And they're fiberglass. And there's something about being able to lift a window with one finger as opposed to trying to lift it up, so it will not compromise the look of a house. They do a great job. So that's all I'm going to say.
Okay.
That's all I got to say about that.
That's all I'm going to say.
Life is like a box of chocolate.
Never know what you're going to get. Hi, Wendy. I live in Las Vegas, and I'm considering a whole house heat pump to replace my forced air, gas furnace, and AC. What does Rich think about the performance in Las Vegas heat?
That's a totally different totally different thing. There you need humidity.
Because the air is so darn tootin' dry.
It's a dry heat.
Yeah.
So they use what's called a swamp cooler, where it pumps moisture into your house to cool it down. But what I do, that's a totally different bailiwick. Find somebody in Vegas.
Find somebody in Vegas.
Find somebody in Vegas.
They're probably at a craps table or something.
Yeah, they're busy. Yeah. We have news coming up next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom and more of your calls and texts. 312-981-7200. It's House Smarts Radio on 720 WGN. La, 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 la. And Lou is on vacation this week. So you've got me, Wendy Snyder, and my experts, Rich Dykstra, and he is an HVAC expert and Carrier Hall of Famer, Michael Houston from Lindholm Roofing, and Jeremy Hogel, of course, from Mega Pros. And your calls and texts at 312-981-7200. Did you see that giant water main break in Skokie? Rich mentioned it earlier this morning, much earlier this morning. And
very early this morning.
There, just this water main that you can't prevent is filling up people's cars. It was huge. There's a
houses were flooded.
Yeah.
Foot and a half of water or more. The closing blocks and blocks.
Yeah. I mean,
Golf
it was
Golf Road and McCormick Place.
And they're under a boil McCormick. Order
so,
now.
So that's what this text is about, right? So great to hear you on the air again, Wendy. Oh. Question, when under a boil order, is it okay to use the dishwasher? Doesn't the water get hot enough? Question mark.
So we were all discussing this off the air. And Michael, I think you said it would get hot enough. I'm wondering if...
No, I don't think.
Oh, you didn't think.
Yeah, I do not think it would get hot enough because it's only going to get as hot as your hot water heater is going to put out.
I'm more worried about bacteria and stuff, though. If it's a boil order, isn't that why you're boiling it to get the bacteria out of it?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I would say no.
I Googled it just...
Okay.
I mean, can you use water during a boil order for dishwasher? I just figured, you know.
Am I going to be trumped?
Let's see what the Google says.
Yes, you can generally use your dishwasher during a boil water order if it has a sanitizing cycle or reaches a final rinse temperature of at least 150 degrees Fahrenheit.
Well, how do you know that?
Well, that's a good question. But I do have a new dishwasher. It's a Bosch. It's awesome.
Yes.
Apt is the best.
Yes.
And it has a sanitize cycle. So I would feel comfortable using it during a boil order if I could hit that sanitize.
I mean, if you had a digital thermometer, you could probably test how hot your water gets just to see if it hits 150.
Yeah, 150 is not 212.
Right. Well, it says at least 150 degrees Fahrenheit as the high heat will effectively kill any bacteria in the water. However, always check local guidelines for specific instructions during a boil water advisory.
Maybe use a dishwasher to clean the dishes, but then rinse the final rinse in a sink of boiled water because it's clean, maybe.
But what? I don't even know what the sanitizer...
It just turns on a heater.
It makes the water hotter.
Hot, yeah.
Do I need it every load?
No.
Why do I do that then? I was excited to see it, and I'm like, okay, sure, give me sanitize.
Yeah.
Here's a texter, pretty long, but looking for more water pressure in the shower. Discussing with my friends, weighing three options. First, I have my own spring house where pump and water pressure tank. Okay, got it. So they're on a well, high pressure switch, additional pressure tank. I don't know if that's a good idea. Waterline spring house hose about 150 way. Any idea on what would be the best water pressure? So, I mean, for sure, I'd call a well company first before I start trying to upsize my precharged water pressure tank.
You don't know if you're going to blow something
not
up.
Necessarily recommended. Everything that I've heard says don't do that because they size those for a reason. If you're looking for, if it's just in one shower, we kind of talked about it. Check the valves, make sure there's no grime or gook in there, take the shower head off, make sure there's no grime and gook in there. You could try, those would probably be the two main ones. If you're on well, you might have some calcium, you might have icky water. Icky.
There's I was going to say icky.
Were you
going to
say
technical term?
Yeah, you're going to
say icky.
So, I mean, there's a good chance that you could just soak your shower head in CLR. If you're still having an issue, it could be the actual water lines in the house. I mean,
they're galvanized.
Call a well company.
Yeah. So I would say start with a well company and see what they recommend and then go from there. If you want to do the quick fixes, try those.
And Susan is texting us saying most of us in Skokie have no water, so we
they
can't
don't
use
have
the dishwasher.
No water?
Yeah, and I did hear that on the news that they were coming together.
They're trying to fix the water main.
Yeah.
Still trying to repair it. It was a big water main.
How do we know? Just how did it bust?
I don't.
Frozen broke, probably.
Huh. But it wasn't.
The weather would make
the
it
fluctuation?
Heat.
Right? Yeah.
Makes the ground move.
Yeah.
All that. I mean, you had frozen.
If it's an old main,
okay.
Snap.
Wow.
Ouch.
Sorry.
Okay.
What kind of?
We had a vinyl plank.
I see that.
Installed a couple of years ago, and it has developed a nail pop protruding. Is there anything that can be done without replacing the plank? We're okay with a little imperfection. However, would like it to be level. Always enjoy the show. Hope Lou is enjoying himself. Thanks, Steve. So, plank
flooring.
Yeah. So you can fix. Okay. I mean, we pull it right. So Igor will say the same thing. Most of that is a click and lock or a float. I'm a little confused on why there's nails in the first place because they usually don't. That's a floating floor, typically, unless it's in a corner.
Yeah.
So I don't know if that's
a nail pop coming up from the substrate.
Yeah, right. So, I mean, that's odd. But yeah, you can replace them. You could use like a suction cup, try to pull them apart. If you have a couple more boards and try to put them back together, that usually works. Sometimes you have to clip the tongue off that board and try to glue it in. That's kind of a ghetto fix. I don't totally recommend that. But yeah, it can be repaired. You could call, well, I'd call the installer if they're good, or you could call Mr. Floor, or you could call Mega Pros. Any of us would be happy to help.
Steve texting us from Quincy on that.
Well, Quincy's a little far for us. So
I wouldn't
help
with that at all.
Huh?
I wouldn't help with that.
You wouldn't help? You wouldn't help?
No, I wouldn't help. I don't.
Why not?
Because I don't know what I'm doing.
You don't know floors. You could call you're retired now. So, I mean, I could see you maybe drive out to Quincy. My sister-in-law lives in Quincy.
Google machine and...
So you can fix it.
708, does Mega come to Twin Lakes, Wisconsin?
We do.
Good, because they need something. I need an exhaust run from a bath fan through the roof.
That's what you need.
I know.
Yeah.
Also need insulation in my attic. 1,200 square feet. Do you give free estimates?
Absolutely.
Of course you do.
Yep. Of course we do.
This, I don't know if anybody can help, but I'm going to read it because it's interesting. I need to remove the outside speakers from a 60-plus-year-old Newtone whole house intercom system by the front and rear doors. They were originally installed by omitting a brick in the outer wall. Where can I get a matching brick, and how do I find someone to install it? Isn't that interesting? Can anyone help?
There's a lot of different brickyards out there.
I was going to say, Chicago.
If you have a extra brick, bring it with you or take a real nice photo of a brick.
Well, if they had the extra brick, they'd just use it, wouldn't they?
Well, sometimes, believe it or not, the original owners may have lined a garden or something.
Oh.
You might have a brick somewhere in the backyard. It's not common, not unusual either, but take a picture. Bring it to a brickyard, and they can do the best they can to match up what you have.
There's a Crawford Material. They're in Chicago.
Crawford Material
and
in Chicago.
They have 100-year-old plus bricks.
Easy.
So they'd
Look
be happy
to
help.
Look at the wealth of knowledge in this room.
Yep.
Other than me.
Fount of knowledge.
I love it. Yeah. 847 says, Wendy, I have sanitized on my KitchenAid dishwasher. I use it on every wash. Dishes are hot and dry when cycle is finished. I love it. So I use it just because I have it. I think that's what everybody does.
Here, this is a real good question from 847. Heating and cooling the fishing shack.
Okay. That was the guy in Lake Geneva.
I guess. Well,
that would be a Mitsubishi, right?
Mitsubishi.
Right?
Yeah.
Can you put those things on a solar system?
Well, I'm sure you could if you had enough panels.
If you had enough panels, right? Like if you're a remote, is that your best system to probably use for a remote location?
Very low consumption.
Okay.
You know, you'll get the heating and the cooling out of it.
So for any doomsdayer that's out there that wants to live off the grid.
Get a Mitsubishi with enough panels.
With enough panels.
Speaking of split systems, Sue has called us this morning. Sorry, Jeremy, I didn't mean to interrupt you.
Fine.
Hi, Sue.
Hi there. How are you?
Great. What did you have a question about?
Well, I have two questions, but the one is about a split system. I'm going to be putting that in. My daughter bought this tiny little house, and that's fine. I know I want to put it in that. Is there anything decorative, not, you know, rather than looking at that white thing that's, you know, on the wall?
Is it a two-story house or just a one-story?
No, it's like a big two-car garage. It's real small.
Okay, well, you can get, with the Mitsubishi ductless splits, they have a cassette that goes above the ceiling. And all you'd see is the register in the ceiling.
Oh, really? Okay, this is going to be totally exposed. I know, picture a two-car garage, and there's no ceiling. We're going to...
Exposed
all the
attic?
It's going to be, you know...
Where is it at? What town is it in?
El Paso, Illinois.
El Paso. I'm going to have to El Paso on that one.
You're saying, Sue, you're just saying because they're not pretty enough, right? Like, they're just not.
I am going to come up with an entrepreneurial business, like, for a decorative cover or something. That is a good idea.
Because I don't think you want one in your Victorian house.
No.
Well, I'll tell you what.
It's motel-like.
You don't even notice them. You don't even notice them. They're high on the wall, and they're extremely quiet. I mean, they're. I've got
Sue's
one in my dining room.
Rich, Sue's gonna notice.
Yeah, it's gonna be
her. It's big,
you know,
and white,
Sue,
and bulky.
Talk to your wife.
How about
she'd notice it?
How about if I have a diamond dealer from your area contact you, and he'll come out and give you all the options? It'd be no charge, and he can show you what they've got and take it from there.
Well, actually, I do have somebody that I know is going to be doing it, and I just thought maybe there
Do not put anything in but Mitsubishi. Trust
me.
I do know.
But you can't cover it anyway, because isn't there like a vent or a fan or something?
Fan has to come out, it's to get air out.
Yeah.
You know, like you can put things over, like your phone or your computer top, you know, like a skin. Like
I get it. I it doesn't exist yet.
I'm going to make it.
All right, there you go. I'm going to make it. Sue, just give us like 6 months. We'll have AI generate a business plan. We'll come up with, we'll figure it out.
Don't
worry.
They do need it. I mean, you know, it's not pretty. It just reminds me of a motel room.
I know what you mean.
They're wonderful, but, you know, anyway.
But
have another question.
You will not hear them, though. Hotel unit, you'll hear. The Mitsubishi, you will not hear.
They need more wives on their design team is really what they need, is what we're saying, Sue. So, like, Mitsubishi just needs a whole bunch of wives to be like, hey, that's ugly and bulky.
How do you cover that?
Yeah, can you just make it pretty? Can it match my wood? What can I do here?
All right, what's your other question?
My other question is about venting. I've got cold air returns. Well, not cold air returns. They're vented fans. Okay. And they're vented into the... eaves. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
The eaves?
We would not recommend that.
It's not supposed to be typically vented into the eaves.
You know, and this house was built in 2019. And I can't believe that they did that. But in any case, I don't use... Would it be bad if I vent it to the... attic.
God, that is the common theme today, is bathroom vents into the attic. You don't want to do that.
Yeah.
I've seen enclosed vents installed into soffits that are not acting as intake. They're dedicated to an exhaust.
Yeah.
So it may not be the worst thing in the world, but eventually that warm, moist air has to exit that vent. And if it gets trapped under the soffit, it could get drawn back in through an intake. So it's much, much better almost always to vent those out the roof with proper bath vents or kitchen vents.
I'm going to do it. I've got my roofer guy says that too, and so I just thought I'd give a call.
Listen to your roofer guy.
Yeah. Well, okay. If he's a good roofer guy.
They cover it all.
That's a pretty good one.
He's a good roofer.
It sounds like it. It sounds like it.
Vent those vents out the roof.
All right.
All right,
Sue.
Thank you
so much.
Stand by.
Bye.
I mean, good luck. Wait, break now? Or it's a little early, isn't it?
It's almost on the fives.
Okay, we did break.
Well, it's not on the 15s.
We did break earlier. I'm being told to break.
Okay.
So
break them if you got them.
All right, we're going to take a quick break, I guess, and then we're going to come back, and we've got your calls, your texts. It's Wendy in for Lou, House Smarts Radio, 720 WGN.
Now back to House Smarts Radio, right here on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
I've got no roots for my home.
Hi there, Wendy Snyder in for Lou Manfredini, and we're with Rich Dykstra today, HVAC expert and Carrier Hall of Famer, Michael Houston from Lindholm Roofing, and Jeremy Hogel, Mega Pros Jer. Let's try and get this question in before we hit the news with Don Kleppen. Hi, Kathy.
Hi, how are you?
Great. What is your question?
So about 8 years ago, I had I'm told it's called a variable furnace put in. I'm in a townhouse, and everything's fine every year. This year, it shut down two times on its own, and I don't know why I didn't ask the guy this question I'm asking you. So he went outside, and you know there's that, like, PVC piping that comes out of the house?
Right.
And shoots out exhaust or something. Well, that thing has no screen on it, and it got, snow and stuff, and they cleaned it out, and then everything's fine. Now, I asked him if I could put a screen on it. He said absolutely not. But what am I going to do to prevent that from happening again?
How long is it? You've had it for 8 years?
Yeah. No problem, ever.
And this is the first time?
Yes.
Probably won't happen for another 8 years.
Really?
Well, and here's the thing. It's, the opening, I'm guessing, is like 4 inches. And he pulled it off and cleaned it out and put it back on. Can't I twist it down a little bit so...
You can't cover it at all.
Okay.
If you put a screen in it, when you see the steam coming out of it when it's running,
yeah.
What will happen is ice will build up on the screen, and same thing, it'll seal off, and it won't run.
Okay.
It won't run. So just as infrequently as it's happened, I wouldn't worry about it.
And keep your fingers crossed.
I wouldn't worry about it.
Yeah. All right. It's happened twice, so I just, but here's the thing, the part that he pulls away from the building, and he cleaned it out, and so that opening is like facing, let's say, east or west. Can't I put it back on and it's tilted down a little bit so the wind?
Oh yeah,
it should be tilted down. It should be pitched back towards the house.
Yes,
so that the water runs out of it, runs back to the furnace.
Call him back
if it's facing down. Outside, it'll build up ice outside.
Oh,
and plug that's what's happening.
Yeah, you don't want that.
All right, call them back. Thank you so much, Kathy. We appreciate your call. We appreciate you listening. And we have news coming up on 720 WGN.
Now back to House Smarts Radio, right here on 720 WGN.
Got out of town.
You know who's out of town? Lou Manfredini is out of town. Mr. Fix-It is Mr. Chill Out right now in Paris. I'm Wendy Snyder, and with me today, Jeremy Hogel from Mega Pros, Michael Houston from Lindholm Roofing, and HVAC expert and Carrier Hall of Famer, Rich Dykstra. Jeremy, are you staying for David Hochberg's show, too?
Yeah, all day today.
Oh,
it's
boy.
Almost, yeah, it's just all radio all day. And like 4 years ago, I didn't even know AM radio existed. No, I'm just kidding. That's
You're
a joke.
Lying.
I love AM radio.
It is great.
I really do.
I love listening to the conversations. And let's get in a conversation with Bonnie this morning. She's called us at 312-981-7200. Hi there, Bonnie.
Hi, Wendy. Thank you.
Yeah. You have a question?
Yes, I want to know
there were painters here, and they moved the washer and dryer. And a couple of weeks after they left, in the utility room, I looked at the wall, and I saw a horizontal line flashing behind the washer, behind the instructions panel part of the washer. And I didn't know what that was. It was a flashing light, greenish color.
On the actual washing machine itself?
Yes. It was reflected on the wall. Well, when I
so walked, it's on the back side.
Yes, from the back side. I managed to be able to look in, look at that panel, and I realized the light was coming from that bar that runs across the back of the machine. It was all the way across that panel, and I unplugged it because I didn't know what that was.
Yeah.
However, sometime later, I needed to wash I needed to wash clothing. I feel the machine. It began agitating. It stopped, and it did. I had to, as it turned out, I had to get those clothes out. I had to get them out myself. It wouldn't spin, no more functioning. And that machine is only maybe 3 years old. So I don't know.
I would call the painters back for sure and just say, I don't know if something's loose. I had looked it up. Is it a newer model washing machine?
It is.
It says on newer model washing machines, this flashing light can mean an issue with the water supply. The drain hose not being positioned at the right height or not connected. Maybe when they pulled it out,
they could have kinked something.
Yeah, something might be loose. I would definitely call them back.
I did. He has been back out here, and he pranked around with it, and he never got it actually functioning as it's supposed to function.
Bonnie, who installed your washing machine?
Actually, the service company from where I purchased it at Home Depot. Home Depot installed it. It was just a matter of them coming in here, plugging it in, and connecting the hoses to the...
Called it a day.
What town are you in?
Naperville.
Okay. I know a company, they're a maintenance servicing company for appliances. They're out in Villa Park. I can give you their number. I don't know if they service Naperville, but I would think so. It's not too far.
Well, and I would make sure that I'm sending that bill to the painter. Chances are it's the painter.
If the service company finds that it's a repositioning issue, like they took it away from the wall to paint the wall, they put it back and something's kinked or not level or something, then yeah, you should send that bill to the painting company. But if it's something else that has something to do with the performance or function of the washing machine, then it's not necessarily the painter's fault. It's just a coincidence that this came about right after they moved it back and forth.
That's a good point.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let me just ask you one other question. What's the light? I'm suspecting when that machine was moved initially, somebody in the process of getting ready to move it and pulling it, they pulled that, the bar that runs across the machine itself, that bar that runs all the way across the back of the machine where all of the instructions panel.
Yes.
I'm suspecting instead of having move that machine, with its weight, instead of moving it by, pulling the machine itself, that bar was pulled initially, and it knocked something out. That's just my thought.
It could have knocked something out or loose behind the control panel.
Yeah, I mean, my experience, painters aren't going to mess with a washer. Their best bet is just to pull the whole unit. I mean, I don't know any painters that are going to try to remove that bar or anything on... My experience, but
could you get behind there and shine a flashlight or something and see if you do see any kinked or twisted hose, whether it be the drain hose or the
water
supply
line.
Yeah. Lines. There should be two of them.
Supply line wouldn't be kinked.
Oh, yes.
You wouldn't
oh,
think
it's
so.
It's a braided hose. Yeah. It won't kink.
See, I'm looking clearly at, the outlet for the drainage hoses. Both of those outlets, I see them. They're visible. That outlet, that little box there is visible where those machines are. You know, where the water, where they are connected.
Yeah.
That's visible to me. So it isn't anything coming from there at all.
And Bonnie, when you unplugged it and plugged it back in and you hit start, what's the cycle function? Does it just stop? Does it not even want to start?
Doesn't want to start. It makes a kind of a buzzing sound.
Is it a front loader?
It's top. Top loader.
So, and what brand is it? I'm just curious, because I am going to investigate this, Bonnie, and I may call you back. What brand is it?
General Electric.
GE. Okay. Bonnie, and we'll do some research and see if we could get to the bottom of this for you.
Very well. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Have a nice day. Thanks.
You as well.
I had... I thought my washing machine was leaking because I found water on the floor. One would think that. So I called a company, and they came out the next day, pulled the washer out, took the shell out around it, and realized it was not the washer at all that was leaking. It was the drain from the wash tub.
What?
And that's when I called PermaSeal because I needed my pipes rotted, and it just was backed up and was not draining properly. And this great guy from Maywood Appliance said, I'm not even going to charge you the $85 because it wasn't the washer.
That's cool.
That was the nicest thing. I said, let me take care of you, and I'm going to call PermaSeal and see what's going on. And he did not charge me. And then PermaSeal came and fixed everything. Nice. So that was just great. But I was thinking with Bonnie, if she does call someone, they're going to charge her to come out.
They do. This says maybe they shut off the water and maybe that water was never turned back on. So I don't know if Bonnie could reach those water lines. Maybe there's a shutoff and it's not getting any water. I mean,
I think she said that it filled, but then it wouldn't agitate and she had to pull the clothes out.
Okay.
I think she said that.
Yeah, she did say that.
Air. Yeah, so, I mean, yeah, bummer.
I just feel so bad for her. All right, we are going to take a break here, and we're gaining into our last hour, right? The show goes till 10.
Till 10.
It has flown by this morning. David Hochberg, Home Sweet Home Chicago, he'll be coming up at 10 this morning. And we'll take your calls and texts, 312-981-7200 at 720 WGN.
Now back to your House Smarts crew this morning, right here on 720 WGN.
Just got home from Illinois. Lock the front door.
All right, happy Saturday morning to you. Wendy Snyder in for Lou Manfredini. And thanks to producer Colin McCarthy today. Bob Ferguson is engineering the show. And Rich Dykstra is one of my experts here today, HVAC expert and Carrier Hall of Fame. Michael Houston's here from Lindholm Roofing, another expert. And Mega Pros Jeremy Hogel. All right, 312-981-7200. Were you reading a text?
No, we got a caller.
Oh, okay. This is Wayne on the line. Good morning, Wayne.
Good morning, Wendy. I don't know if you remember me, but I had a grocery store in LaGrange, and I missed your son working at the guitar store.
Oh, yeah, DeVries Grocery. I loved it, Wayne. Nice to hear you.
Thank you very, 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 very much. I do have a question for you, especially for Rich Dykstra. I have a widow that was two doors down. She lost her husband 15 years ago. She got a new furnace installed by a local company, and I went over there to do small projects to help her out, and I says, why is your furnace hooked up to the chimney? Shouldn't that be like a 95% furnace that she got brand new? And I looked at her records, and nowhere did it say that she had 80% a furnace installed. So we called the company who installed it, and he said, no, she didn't want that. She said, no, I wanted that. And nowhere in her contract does it say 80%. So it was hooked up to her chimney in the flue there, and
she noticed, she called me, she says, there's water leaking next to the chimney by the cinder blocks there, and it wasn't there before. My question is, we called the company, and they told us she didn't want that, and nowhere in the contract does it say 80% efficient. She wanted 95% and she was wondering, why didn't they do that? I'm just helping her as a neighbor trying to figure out. In her contract, it does say she has 1 year to take that furnace out. You know, 1 year, they can take it out. Then she'd have to pay a more higher fee for a 95% furnace.
Right.
And I'm trying to help her out.
That's nice of you, first of all, Wayne.
Number one.
Thank you, Wendy. Wendy, you know, I'm just trying to protect her.
Yeah.
We called the installer. He says, well, I'm going to charge you $99 to come out to look at it. And I'm thinking, well, she spent all this money for a furnace and an air conditioner installed at the same time. Now, my question to the guys are, do they even make those 80% efficient furnaces anymore?
Yes.
Or are they going with the higher ones?
Well, they do make the 80%ers. If it's vented into the chimney, they have to install a chimney liner if they didn't put a liner in.
Which they did not do.
They did not do. That's
and that's expensive, too.
Well, wouldn't it already have that if
no,
they had
clay it? Clay liner. It could be a clay tile.
Got it.
And they didn't put a liner in.
Got it. So if they had a furnace that was there prior, you're
an
saying
older,
an
older
one.
The chimney gases are a lot.
Got it.
A lot hotter.
But they could have vented it out with PVC, correct?
If it was a 90%er.
Correct.
He didn't get that. They got an 80%.
Oh.
So this really needs
to be... When was it installed?
It was installed in this January 2025.
I would call the village of you're in LaGrange?
Or where's, nope, Oak Lawn.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, give Oak Lawn a call and tell them you think the system went in without a permit.
Well, seriously. I mean, chances are, right?
Really?
Because he didn't put it in right, and they will make him
okay.
Come back and correct it.
You know, I'm not going to say the name of the company,
okay.
But it is a known company that's been around for many, many years. And
what street are they in?
Oh, come on. And this is, you know, this is not
you want
cool.
Me to tell you, Rich?
Yeah.
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 Cicero Avenue.
Okay, I know who you're talking about then. They are a good company.
Good.
Okay. If you'd like,
was that common that if you installed something and then there was an issue, would you tell your customer, "Oh, I'm sorry, I got to charge you"? No, you just show up,
fix
right?
It.
Absolutely, at no charge.
If you'd like, I can stop by there and take a look at it for you.
I would love that.
Wow.
Oh my God, you would go above and beyond,
he's
man.
He's retired now. He's got nothing better to
I
do
guess.
With his time,
you know.
Right? You know,
Wayne's a great guy too.
Okay,
so
wow. Wendy, you'll give me your number.
Me and Wendy go way back, so nice. we both know each other.
I'm
trying to help her out.
That's nice of
you. I recently lost my wife. She's almost going 2 years, and you know, I'm helping her out because she lost it. And you know, widows, I think sometimes get taken advantage. I think there should be a second set of eyes there to sign these contracts.
Yeah.
Now she does have the model number, the serial number on that. And I says, do your homework and find out when that was the company trying to sell her an older unit just because they had it sitting there?
Probably you not. Know, that's not the way they operate.
Okay.
They're an honest, cool. Normally an honest company. I know them very well. But
well,
I will give you a call, Wayne, and set up a day next week. I'll come take a look at it. It'll be no charge, too,
you know,
by the way.
I would love that. Thank you very much for helping her out. She was very despondent about it, and I told her, I'll try and help her out as much as I can.
And then we can play Dutch bingo when I get there.
Oh, that would be awesome.
What is that?
You have to be Dutch to know that.
Huh.
All right.
Yes.
All right, Wayne, good to talk to you. I miss DeVries Grocery in our neighborhood in LaGrange.
You know what? Thank you. I miss you guys, too. And, you know, it was an important part of our life, but lives move on.
Yeah.
And now this I'm trying to help out people as much as I can.
Well, you're doing a good job. You take care of yourself, Wayne.
Thanks, Wendy. You, too.
All right.
We'll be talking to you.
All right. Well, that is very nice of you. They had, he and his brother owned this grocery store, and it was so great and wonderful and a great butcher shop. It was like, you know, a mom and pop shop, but it's hard to stay open in this
and
time.
Dutch Bingo is, what DeVries family are you from? Were you from Roseland? Were you from Evergreen?
Oh.
Where were you from? Roseland. Oh, did you know this one? Yeah.
So. I gotcha.
Then we get into the churches, which church you go to.
Which parish, right?
The Dutch are churches.
Oh.
Catholics are parishes.
Well, you really don't know Dutch Bingo then. Neither do I.
Yeah, so I've never even heard of it. I've heard of a Dutch baby. Isn't that a small Dutch pancake?
Yeah.
Isn't it?
I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know either.
Oh, look up Dutch baby. How do you? You're Dutch and you don't know what a Dutch baby is.
I've seen a Dutch baby.
They're little tiny.
No, you just mean like a baby. That's a Dutch baby.
It's a pancake.
No,
that's a silver dollar.
No, that's little. A Dutch baby is a little bigger
that's
but thicker.
Flapjack. Come on.
Isn't there a Dutch oven too?
I don't know.
Yeah, that's something different too, Rich. You're really getting out of there.
Dutch store.
All right. We have some callers.
We don't have a ton of time, but we're going to try and get through Patricia's call before the news, which is coming up next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. Hi, Patricia.
Hi, how are you?
Good. What's your issue this morning?
I recently purchased a ranch home. It was built in 1989, and it never has had gutters.
Okay. How do you know how big the soffits are from the house? Like, are they close? Or do you know what a soffit is, I guess is my first question.
Like eaves?
Yeah. They're about 2 to 3 feet.
That's a pretty big soffit.
So you don't need a gutter?
Do you have a basement?
No.
It's on a slab.
How about ground erosion?
Yeah, what's your ground look like around your house? Is it pitching away from the house?
No, it's not.
Do you have any issues now with no gutters that you're aware of?
No, I don't.
Like any siding that's getting green or anything like that?
Bricks at the bottom that are staining, siding that's staining, erosion around a sidewalk maybe? Does the roof drip onto a sidewalk or a path?
The front, when it rains, it just pours down on the cement.
But is it trash in this? Is it trash in the cement?
No.
Wait, so she doesn't need gutters?
Over the course of time, the water dripping may erode the cement some.
May.
And I say may.
Uh-huh.
You know,
40 years
could
from
you
now.
Use gutters?
No. I'm going to say no.
Yeah, you don't need
them. Houses don't need gutters?
Well,
not always.
Not always.
Wow, Patricia.
I've been to many homes that do not have gutters.
That's why he asked the first question he asked.
Yeah. So, I mean, at this point, Patricia, I would say no, right? I mean, there's no indicators that says that you need them. The only thing would be that walkway if you're worried about it getting, like, icy. You could maybe put a little gutter section and a little downspout section, but I mean, you're just going to have more potential issues when you add gutters, to be perfectly honest.
It's something it's just something that will need to be maintained.
Now I need my gutters clean. Now I need a gutter guard. Now I might need de-icing cables. Now I got to worry about where
don't
I'm putting my water.
Don't do it, Patricia. Yeah,
I'm saying you're fine, Patricia.
run like the wind.
Yeah.
That sounds great. Boy, you call and they say you don't need it. So run with that.
Yep. All right. Well, you just saved me a couple $1,000.
Yes, ma'am, we did.
Maybe more than that.
Probably more than that.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yep. Well, congratulations and have a great weekend.
Oh, thank you so much. You too.
All right. I thought houses all needed gutters, but I guess not.
Sometimes there's actually stone drainage systems that go all the way around a home that you can't even see sometimes, but it's underneath the grass, underneath the soil, or sometimes the rock bed is there and you can see it, but the water comes off the roof and drips straight down into this drainage system that works.
That's
cool. And especially with 2 or 3 foot soffits, falls far enough away from the house or the foundation or the wall that it's not going to splash back and damage wood
or brick. It's a ranch, so it's not 2 stories of, you know. So.
Yeah, who knew? Yeah. God, you learn something new every day on this show. And it's Wendy and for Lou, news right now here on 720 WGN. ¶¶
Now back to House Smarts Radio, right here on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
The man of the people, David Hochberg, coming up.
He's the man of the people, without a doubt.
.com. Why does he do that with his new thing?
It's funny.
I have to ask him.
It's ridiculous. It's because one of his partners started doing it, and he's just like, that's catchy. I'm like, is it catchy or annoying? I'm just trying to figure out.
I didn't think he could be more annoying.
Well, that's challenge accepted, Wendy. Just
yeah,
stay tuned.
I know. I love you, David. You know I do. But Lou Manfredini is in Paris. He's on vacation. He does get vacation time. Lindsay's off today, too. I'm Wendy Snyder, and this hour of House Smarts Radio is sponsored by ChevyDriveChicago.com. With me today, Rich Dykstra, HVAC expert and Carrier Hall of Famer. We have Michael Houston from Lindholm Roofing and from MegaPros, Jeremy Hogel. We have some callers, and then we are going to get to your texts as well. 312-981-7200. Hi, Tom. Bless you if you just sneezed.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
It's a cold and flu season, you know.
Yeah, yes, it sure is. All right, what's up with you?
Okay, we have a well. I live in Lockport. And my toilet tank just gets so full of rusty muck that I can't keep it out of there, and it makes the stain in the toilet bowl terrible. And I use that Wink stuff that Lou recommended to clean the toilet bowl, but it comes back a day or two later. And is there anything I can do short of replacing the toilet that I can clean the tank out with?
Boy, this is tough one.
I mean, you got to be careful because any plumber will tell you, hey, any chemicals that you throw in there could run the risk of damaging the flap, the float, that all the
you have
fun,
a running toilet,
yeah, all
the
those
components,
fun things that are in it. I assume you have a water softener, right, Tom?
I do, but it just doesn't seem to be able to keep up.
Yeah, because it's just sitting water. I too have the same issue. I can tell you from my personal experience, I have cleaned it. I've taken that. Is it a one piece or two piece toilet?
Two piece.
So you can take that tank off. You can empty it and you can scrub it. I wouldn't want to put any harsh chemicals in there, just because of all the minor rubber mechanics and gaskets and all that fun stuff might eat away at it.
Right.
But you could do that. Yeah.
I tried vinegar, like putting a couple gallons of vinegar in, and that helped for like a same thing, a couple days, and then it was back again.
There's no constant anything, and a lot of people will say if you throw, I assume that you're on a well as well, or you're on septic too then, correct or no?
No, we're not on septic.
You're on city sewer. Okay, so I mean, maybe you're not that concerned about the pipes. Maybe you could throw some harsh stuff in there, like the little toilet bowl cleaners you could put in there. I don't know. Yeah,
the blue disc.
We've tried that too. It doesn't. Same thing. It just doesn't keep up.
I'd call a Culligan man, and have him come out and check your.
Well,
seriously,
he's going to
call hard water.
He's going to do the same thing. I've had the same issue, Tom, and all. I mean, again, it's just routine
maintenance. Get a black toilet, and then you don't see the rust.
That's you know
that
what,
would work.
Tom,
would
black
work.
Toilet. There you go, Wendy. Or sell your house. So those are the two suggestions.
Okay. Well, then I'll call back for David Hochberg.
Exactly. You're right. That's David's number one go-to.
He's on at 10 a.m. Yeah.
Well, good luck to you, Tom. Sorry about your toilet.
All right. Thanks for the help.
Absolutely.
We didn't help.
Well, kind of. I mean, it's a common issue. Yeah.
Catherine has called us. Good morning, Catherine.
Hi, good morning. You guys got me laughing so hard this morning.
Well, good. Better to laugh than cry, right?
Right.
Or you could laugh so hard you cry.
Yeah.
Right. For Mr. Dykstra, I have a simple question about, I had my furnace annual maintenance. Everything's fine. Good. Then he mentioned about the MERV rating on my filter.
Okay.
The filters. What does that mean?
Minimum efficiency reporting value is what it stands for.
Okay. And what does that
mean? The higher the MERV rating, the more dense the filter is.
Oh, okay.
And what did he tell you to do with the MERV level?
Yeah, he was a very good technician. Everything's working fine. And he said something about the airflow, just briefly. And he said, maybe you might want to go down to an 8.
Yeah,
Does it restrict the furnace flow?
The one that you have must be a 12 or a 14.
Fourteen.
And he's recommending that you go down to an 8. That's fine.
That's fine. Okay.
It won't restrict the air as much.
Oh, I see. So it does restrict the airflow, right?
Yes, it does. It does.
Oh, okay.
The higher the MERV, the tighter it is.
I have a second stage carrier.
Okay, good.
Very good furnace.
Yep.
You know, everything's fine.
It's the best.
But then he threw that at me, and I went, what? It's been bothering me.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, now you know.
Okay. Yeah. Just drop to an 8. Won't be any problem.
Thank you, Catherine. Okay.
Thank you for taking my call. Love you guys.
Have a great weekend. Someone also texted earlier. We had talked about furnaces with a 4-inch filter, and your furnace has to be equipped for that
right.
size filter. But someone said, if you're using 4 inches, isn't that going to be constrict the flow of air more than?
No, because it's a pleated filter. So it goes 4 inches in, 4 inches out. In, out, in, out. It's like an accordion.
Okay, so it's not as dense. What you're saying
right,
you is...
have a lot more surface area on the coil, so it doesn't plug up near as fast.
Okay, another text, 630, asphalt roof shingles need replacing. Can a roofing contractor replace our skylight as part of the process, or do we need a separate carpenter? What about the rubber plumbing boots? Does MegaPro serve Oswego? So there you go, all three.
We don't, but Lindholm does.
Lindholm does serve Oswego, and I would not hire a roofer who could not replace the skylight as part of the roof replacement process or the rubber boots and the leads. Or
can I ask a question?
Yes.
So those rubber boots, which I assume you do not like, just like we might not like, but maybe you like them. So
no,
what
I
are
like
they?
The lead yeah. flashings, the pliable metal wraps.
All
that
right,
go around the sewage vapor pipes
all,
on the roof.
All your yeah, so you'll have plumbing vent pipes. You'll have pipes that come out of your roof, right?
Uh-huh.
Even in your house, right?
Yes.
There's two sleeves. One's this like rubber, probably what, like 20 years in the making,
give or take.
Like 18, 20 years.
It hugs the circumference of the. Usually, it's used for PVC piping.
It's easier to install than the lead boots. Sorry.
oh my
thank you.
God!
I said boots. I got a cold. So it is easier to install. However, they fade. The sun can beat down on them, and they
the
can
ultraviolet
blister.
Rays
yeah.
of the sun
they
will harden and misshape the rubber wrap that goes around the pipe more yeah. quickly than the lead. Boots or lead flashings that we typically use.
Got
okay.
it. Okay. So, answer to all three of those questions, yes, you can do it. And if you have a roofing installer and they said, we don't do skylights, just walk away.
Yeah, don't get another.
That's your lowest cost is when, that's when you should really do the replacement.
She also has a question here, do we need a separate carpenter? It's possible that they might need some work done on the inside, which
yeah.
most roofers typically wouldn't do.
They're not gonna.
That would be more of a painter or handyman on the inside. But do not hire someone to do your roof that's not also going to replace the boots or the leads around your flash or your pipes or the skylight. And I do have your number here, and Lindholm Roofing will be giving you a call on Monday to see if there's something that we can help you with.
Isn't there some kind of state licensing for roofers?
Oh, yes.
Okay. So yep. I thought.
And not everyone has it? I mean, don't you need it?
You need it. That
I mean, you're supposed to have it.
Right.
Yeah.
Just because a roofer has a state license doesn't mean they will or do replace skylights, but we do.
Mm-hmm. All right, we're going to take a break. Lead boobs are very heavy.
They would be, wouldn't they?
Are you getting taxed?
No.
No.
Oh, it's
my
just,
God.
It's I just love Wendy's, to make fun of him.
Wendy's brain just goes to the gutter all
know,
the time.
I know.
Come on.
I know.
Come on.
All right, 312-981-7200. We will take your calls. We will take your texts. We're coming right back. It's House Smarts Radio on 720 WGN.
You're listening to House Smarts Radio on 720 WGN.
And I know it's going to be a lovely day.
Good Saturday morning to you. It's Wendy Snyder in for Lou Manfredini, and we're taking your calls. House Smarts Radio, 312-981-7200. Jeremy Hogel is here from Mega Pros, Michael Houston from Lindholm Roofing, and Rich Dykstra, our HVAC expert and Carrier Hall of Famer. And Larry has been on hold for a while. Hi, Larry. Good morning to you.
Hi, Wendy. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure. What's your question?
Wendy, I have for the heating guys, I have propane heat. I'm out in the country. I have a converted horse barn that's our home, and my bills, my last bill is $1,000, and I'm trying to figure out a better way to, I can't change the propane. I asked the guy about putting one of those electric heaters that you guys were talking about, and he told me my electric bill would be higher than the propane.
No, it won't.
Does that make sense?
No. So you, what you're saying is you're living in a barn now, right?
I'm living in a barn.
I couldn't let it go. I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. I love my barn.
Yeah. That's cool.
But no, you can go with Mitsubishi again. They have heat pumps, and it's heating and air conditioning, and it will not be, your electric bill will not be $1,000 a month. Not a chance.
Could I use it to offset the propane? You
yes.
know what I mean? Could
yes.
I use them both?
Yes, absolutely.
Oh,
absolutely.
Wow.
That would be that would be the way to go.
Yeah,
where do you live? Where's
I live
in a barn.
The Woodstock, Harvard area.
Woodstock?
Yeah, Woodstock,
yes.
Harvard area.
Okay. I can get your phone number, and I'll have a diamond dealer, a Mitsubishi diamond dealer, give you a call next week.
I would love that. I would really love that.
Okay, we'll do.
I'll hang on. Thanks so much, guys. Wendy, love you from a long time ago.
Thank you, Larry. Love you back. Good luck.
Bye, guys.
Bye-bye.
Okay, here's his number, I think. All right. We have Tom who has called us. Hi, Tom. How are you?
Hello. How you doing?
Good. You had a question?
Yeah, you know, I went with a bathroom model, and I used a friend. It just didn't turn out very well. Wondered if does MegaPros come in and kind of fix it up?
Fix somebody
yeah.
else's mistakes?
Yeah. You know, it's not our favorite, Tom.
Yeah, I bet you would hate that.
It's like double paying, and then at the same time, we're throwing somebody under the bus, which could be a friend, family member, or warranty issues. What seems to be going on when you say, like, hey, didn't go so well? Like, is there water issues?
It's the wife. They didn't line up the light with the cabinet and the tap. I don't think the tub was installed right, because it, like, you know, you buy a tub and it bows in. When you push on it, it's just not settled right.
Yeah, okay.
And all the grout's cracking on the floor. I don't think they put a layer down.
Yeah.
Substrate issues.
Yeah, so, absolutely, you could call it. I mean, that's probably 15 to 20% of our business is fixing other people's mistakes.
So
we don't love it, but, I mean, there's low-cost options where we could talk our customers into, hey, you could do this instead of that. We repair stuff all the time, so happy to come out. Where are you located, Tom?
I'm in Glenview.
Yeah, no problem. Yeah, we service that area.
And the other question is I had was, you know, my house is built in 59.
Yeah, same.
And the insulation, what do I do for insulation? Because the downstairs is cold.
So
I think it's all either fallen down or there was never, ever any insulation in.
It's something our guys could look at, or at the same time, PermaSeal does have their insulation business now, and they are doing those blower door tests, so they can actually scientifically show you on your house with thermal imaging what's going on, how much heat loss you're having, where it's coming from, what the pressure is in your house, and they'll look at all those fun little idiosyncrasies.
Yeah, I've heard it from the only thing, the backside, it's all brick, so I don't know, do I have to tear all the drywall down?
You're talking about insulating your walls or your attic?
Well, start with
I'm talking the walls in the living room.
The biggest thing, to be honest, Tom, start with the rim joist, unless you're on a slab.
Really?
Are you on a slab?
No, I have a basement.
Yeah, rim joist, first thing, no matter what, because that's where your most air is coming through. Secondary is going to be your attic. Yes.
Okay.
So PermaSeal, there's no charge for that blower door test, so I would reach out to PermaSeal for that
and
give us a call for your bathroom. We're happy to help.
Okay, thanks.
There you go. Boy, it's like a one-stop shop around here, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Real quickly, before we head into the newsroom with Don Kleppen, 847, I had a problem with rusty water also. We had talked about this before. So I put the green bag of salt in softener and then a layer of powdered iron out and another bag of salt, and it really made a difference. Another layer of the iron out, and it really made a difference. Okay. Also, I have a well on vacation home, water softener too. I had a rust filter installed, and it works great, not expensive.
Okay.
And then 847, you can clean the toilet stains with something called the scouring stick, which is a pumice stone. And I mentioned something to you off the air. I had in our bathroom that the boys use, there were these little adhesive appliques, and they were grimy and ugly, and I just couldn't get them clean. I tried bleaching them. Well, I went and bought OxyClean, which is really, it's fun to do because you spray it and it's purple and then it turns white, and I love the smell.
Built for little kids.
Yeah.
Got it. Uh-huh. A chemical that's built for kids.
Yeah.
Got it. Uh-huh.
I love it. It's like that crazy foam or silly soap.
Yeah.
And I used a Mr. Clean Magic Eraser, and
brand new?
Oh, my God. The tub is white again.
Okay.
Now, I know ultimately that might mess with the enamel, but if I have to get it repainted.
You were going to get it anyway.
Right. So this is just, it really looks good.
Buys you some time. A little temporary fix.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So pumice stone, maybe a magic eraser would work on the rust.
We had a texter send in, what is this? Wink Rust Guard Bowl Cleaner. So that maybe that's a.
The guy said he tried Wink.
Oh, tried Wink and still didn't work. Okay, yeah. So that I'll go back to the just move.
Yeah.
Right? I mean,
it's easier.
Really just can't. Yeah.
It is. All right. And we have your calls. We're going to continue till 10 o'clock. The man of the people, David Hochberg, will be
I love that.
At 10. But until then, news coming up here on 720 WGN.
Now back to House Smarts Radio, right here on 720 WGN.
I won't be around this old time. It more for a long, long time.
Alright, how. I'm thinking of Country Bears Jamboree right now. I don't know why. Yes, we're getting slap happy. It's Wendy Snyder in for Lou Manfredini. Jeremy Hogel is here from Mega Pros. Michael Houston is here from Lindholm Roofing. And Rich Dykstra, HVAC expert and Carrier Hall of Famer. Are you guys all staying after for Hochberg's show?
No.
Oh, just you, Jeremy?
Yeah, I'm the lucky one.
Gonna be a long day.
So lucky.
Yep.
Yeah.
Trudy is on the line. She has called us at 312-981-7200. Hi, Trudy.
Hello. Oh, I'm a desperate woman.
Oh no, what's going on?
I am suffering from a mold mildew dust allergy. I am literally sneezing to death.
Oh no.
Okay. We don't want that.
It's kind of an order of operations thing that I'm talking about. I found some water and stuff in the basement. I know I have to rip up a bunch of those interlocking tiles because there was mold and dust and mildew under them. But I always also really need to get somebody that can clean the ducts and do a really good job at it. And I don't know which thing to do first. And as I say, really, this has been an ongoing problem.
What?
And
get rid of the water. So, is there any sitting water right now, Trudy?
No, not on the basement floor. There was some around the washer and the washing machine in the basement.
Is there any visual kind of, I know no one's a mold expert, but does it appear that there's any sitting mold anywhere in those moist or damp areas?
No, you can just smell it when you go in the basement.
Okay.
I mean, the dust and the mold mildew thing
What I'd suggest is, number one, get a dehumidifier.
Yep.
Get a dehumidifier and plug it in downstairs. You can pick it up at Lowe's or Home Depot.
No. Yeah, I do not have one of those.
You want to get one for sure. That'll get rid of that musty smell.
Oh, it's horrible.
Yeah.
I mean,
and then get those tiles out. Get the, you know, if you know there's water and mold underneath them, have somebody come in and take it out for you. And then once all your all that's done, then we can get in there and clean the ducks.
Don't clean the ducks first.
Yes. Yeah,
don't clean the ducks first.
Don't clean the ducks.
Where are you, what area do you live in?
I'm in Arlington Heights.
Okay.
I mean, I had somebody years ago clean the ducks, charged me $350, did a fabulous job, actually cut up into the ducks.
Right.
Instead of just putting the truck on the driveway.
Right way to do it.
You probably did it.
Yeah, I was going to say, you probably did it. You're right. Yeah. That's a good point.
Well, I was thinking about crawling through there myself with a whisk broom and a dust.
No, that won't do anything. That won't do anything.
No, I couldn't get in there, unfortunately.
Yeah.
But so that is the right way to do it, is first get rid of this interlocking tile stuff.
Right. First thing is get a dehumidifier.
Yes.
That's first.
Dehumidifier.
Get the biggest one you can buy. It's going to cost you probably
$300 or $400. I have this fancy-dancy electrostatic precipitating air filter on the furnace.
That doesn't do anything for you.
That's not going to do it.
Darn thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You have to get rid of the moisture. You have to get rid of it.
Yep.
Okay.
All right.
Well,
good luck to you.
Oh, thank you so much. I will not pull out my hair, so I will not risk being bald.
Yeah, don't do that. Don't do that.
All right. Take care of those allergies. Thank you so much for calling, Trudy, and enjoy the rest of your weekend. Let's talk to Sandy. Good morning, Sandy.
Good morning.
You have
How
a question? Good. We're all doing pretty great this morning.
Good. I'm glad to hear that. This is my first time ever getting through to a radio station.
Oh, well, welcome. You'll never forget it.
No, probably not.
So what can we help you with?
I have a problem going on with a sump pump and electrical that it leads up to, like the electrical that the plugs go into. The sump pump is not working. It stopped working. But before it stopped working, there were some issues going on, and it wasn't working correctly. I noticed that the plug started heating up on it, but it moves so much, it like shakes the thing that brings it up out of the thing that comes up out of the water. I don't even know what any of
the
water is.
The check valve.
Yeah, the check valve. Yeah. Okay.
It's a submergible type of sump pump.
Right.
So there's something that comes up, and my husband has a board attached to the back of it, like I guess to steady it.
Sure.
But it doesn't.
It was installed properly.
Well, it just depends on the pump. It depends on the check valve.
The check valve, you can get a silent check valve now, too.
But now you say it's not even working. It could be an electrical issue.
It could, there could be several things. Was your sump pump installed professionally or just kind of like thrown in there?
It was here when we bought the house, and it was 30 some years ago.
Okay,
time for a new one.
He replaced it. My husband replaced it, so it wasn't a professional replacing it.
Yeah,
and
chances are,
it doesn't look like it should be that way at all.
Yeah, no knock on your husband whatsoever. He could have done everything right, but if the electrical was done incorrectly or if that plumbing was done incorrectly from the get-go, he's just plugging into old stuff that might not be set up the right way. So I would recommend a professional come out and
inspect
that. Center Guard Plumbing does... where are you located, Sandy?
I'm in Naperville.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
they service your area, and they'd be happy to help come out, look at it, see what's going on. It could be an electrical issue, it could be a junky check valve, it could be a whole slew of things.
But the point is it's not working and you need it to.
Correct.
I can have Center Guard give you a call if you'd like.
Yeah.
Also with the electrical that it goes up to that has loosened and come loose, and I've tried kind of screwing that metal box back up there, but you can't rotate it all the way around. So I was just kind of wiggling it, trying to screw it back up toward, the main box.
That's scary, Sandy. I wouldn't touch it. Yeah, Sandy, don't.
Don't wiggle anything, okay?
That's got power in it. Yeah, we don't want to mess with that.
Well, I undid the field, like took the fuse out so that there wasn't power running through
That's
it.
That's good.
Yeah, and believe me, I wore rubber gloves and I wore rubber boots.
Nice. OSHA would be proud.
Yeah. I'm grounded. But, you know, I think it's almost like I need a handyman.
If you'd like.
Handymen that work on both the electrical and like the sump pump system.
Yeah. CenterGuard Plumbing will take care of both.
They're going to look at both.
And I'll have them give you a call, okay?
That sounds terrific.
All right.
This is causing me to not sleep at all.
So, oh, yeah.
Yeah, we don't want that.
I'm tired of working on it myself. I can't quite figure it out.
Yeah, Mike from CenterGuard will probably give you a call. Probably give you a call today.
Thanks a million, you guys. I really appreciate it. And it's quite the honor to actually have gotten a piece. Like I said, I don't do this often.
I told you you'd never forget it.
It's great. We're happy to help.
Oh, I won't. I'll probably be embarrassed what I sound like on there, but
you're fine.
You sound great.
Thank you, Sandy.
Thank you, guys. Have a great weekend.
You too. All right, I have her number too. I'm like your secretary, Rich.
Yeah.
And we could
look you at
can,
you multitasking. How
I know.
About this?
I'm pretty good at that. I'll give it to you later. All right, we are going to take a break. We have a few more calls and texts to get to, and it's Wendy in for Lou here on 720 WGN.
Now back to House Smarts Radio, right here on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Alrighty, Wendy Snyder in for Lou Manfredini this week. He returns next week. He's in Paris. And we've got Jeremy Hogel here, Mega Pros. We've got Michael Houston, Lindholm Roofing, and Rich Dykstra, HVAC expert and Carrier Hall of Famer. And we have your phone calls as well, 312-981-7200. Let's try and finish all these out today. Hi, Ted. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing just fine on this nice Chicago weather day.
Just wait. It's going to get really cold.
That's why I want to talk to Rich about my central air conditioning.
All right. What's going
perfect
on?
Perfect timing.
What's cooking?
Hey, Rich, I'm looking to replace my home central air conditioning units with a variable speed heat pump. Because I'm reading, and it looks like this is the most efficient unit out.
Oh, it is.
What do you have to say about that?
Usually they're paired with a furnace, a matching furnace, because you need the blower to go with it, with the heat pump.
Okay, let me back up then and tell you that what I have is a high-efficiency furnace, two-stage, variable-speed motor, with a 5-inch filter that I change twice a year, and it's a MERV 10 or 11.
Okay, that's perfect. That's perfect. So it should work. It should be compatible. What brand of furnace is it?
Lennox.
Okay. Yeah, the heat pump is the way to go, if you can do it. It's a dual fuel type thing, where it's on electric, but your furnace will back up the heat. There's a lot of different ways you can go with that.
Okay, because I was reading that the heat pump variable heat pump is very efficient.
Oh, it is. It is. That's what I'm saying. It's the variable speed heat pump. You'll still have your gas heat as a backup. You're not going to take out your furnace, correct?
Okay. Correct.
Yeah, nothing's wrong with that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, you can go ahead and do that.
Okay. Are you good, Ted?
I just wanted to double check. Yeah, I just want to double check about everything I was reading about how efficient these variable speed heat pumps are.
They used to, years ago, they weren't that efficient in the Chicago climate.
Yeah, they sucked.
They sucked.
I mean, really, they were terrible systems, and they have evolved to phenomenal. Like, we have yet to have a service on any of those systems in the last 10 years.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. They used to, were only effective down to 30 degrees. Now they're effective down to 5.
Wow. Well, there you go, Ted. Looks like your reading is going to pay off. Thank you for calling.
Hey, thanks for your help. Have a great day.
You as well. Let's talk to Regina, 312-981-7200. Hi, Regina.
Hi, Wendy. You're doing a great job.
Oh, thanks. It's the experts that are doing it. You have some garage issues?
Okay, Wendy, this is a long story. I'll try to make it short. I have a nice new 10-year retirement home. It has a two-car attached garage, and you know how you like to make those nice and pretty?
Yeah.
So we got the epoxy floor and the nice gray paint. And a few years later, cold winter made the paint freeze and peel, and so we got to paint it again. And then last winter, froze, and then I got mold on the walls, right? So we had to bleach, get it painted, and then I'm like, oh, gosh, this isn't working. Had some guy come out and put insulation in the walls, insulated the door. Wake up this morning, poor hubby had fixed all the holes from the insulation, repainted it, and we got water on the walls again.
Is it a heated garage?
No.
No.
Jeremy nodded to everything you said. So
I love your steps.
He's been putting a propane tank in there and heating it when it gets cold, but I'm scared of that thing. I think it's dangerous.
Yeah.
He's out of town.
Yeah.
And so now I open the garage door. I have humidity in there. It says 75, so I have the door open to the house.
So,
and now my lovely walls are dripping and they are starting to peel.
In your garage, Regina, do you have a floor drain?
No.
So
why would they do that? They're cheap builders.
Yes, ma'am. I completely understand, and you are 100% right.
I mopped my floor. I keep getting the water out. I scraped my car before I pulled in.
We have had customers with this issue, and a dehumidifier in your garage is going to be probably the best and only solution.
Really?
That you can. The downside is for a dehumidifier with all that moisture, you're going to be emptying that tray rather frequently, but it's a heck of a lot safer than a propane heater in your garage.
Because that's generating more moisture.
Yeah, that's making more moisture. So everything...
My husband likes those propane heaters.
Well, then have him make s'mores. Yes, so do I, but probably not in my garage. I'd get a regular heater, but even to that point, Rich is saying, hey, you're making more moisture at that point. So we had a customer in Chicago that had the exact same issue, and all we did was... had her put a dehumidifier in her garage, and it solved her problem.
Really?
Yep.
You can't have 75%.
I was thinking I needed a big, huge exhaust fan, and I was using all these tools.
You could, but
if you can put a gas heater in.
That would help.
That would take care of the problem.
Michael, what were you starting
to say? You can't have 75% humidity. I think you mentioned that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's going to be...
Oh, yeah, I put that because the painter said, well, put a stat and see what your humidity is, but
Dehumidifier would work, and you could.
I have one in my basement, so I could just bring that one up.
You can.
It has a hose,
and
I could drain the hose out.
Well,
it was just heavy, and I was like thinking, but
draining the hose out outside when it's so cold, that's going to freeze too. So you got to be careful.
Right, I'll drain the tub bucket or something.
Yeah,
I'll figure it out.
Darn it, I'm sorry.
Okay, but did you recommend some special dehumidifier?
It doesn't even have to be special. I'd try the one that you have in your basement. If you could get it up there and you could safely test it, I mean, that's going to be that's your number one solution.
Or like Rich said earlier.
It would be easy after painting this garage four times.
Yes, ma'am.
I may be able to save it.
You could go pick up another one at Menards, Home Depot, or Lowe's.
Yep.
Well, good luck to you, Regina.
Any size?
Get the biggest one you could get.
That's what she said.
Okay, guys.
Wendy. Come on, Wendy.
You got to have flip both comments in.
Come on.
Have a great weekend, Wendy. Regina.
Thank you, guys. You're awesome.
Thank you, Regina.
All right.
Love y'all.
Love you.
Be safe. All right. we have time for one more caller, and Lou's last call is sponsored by Mitsubishi Electric. When heating and cooling your home, Mitsubishi Electric is the last call you'll need to make. And Gail, the last call belongs to you. We have a couple of minutes. What's your issue this morning?
Oh, hallelujah. Thank you. Wonderful program.
Thanks.
I've got a bag of rock salt I wanted to sprinkle on the driveway this morning, but it's one big giant rock. Is there some way I can break up that salt so I can sprinkle it?
What a hammer.
I was going to say, what's your favorite tool of choice, Gail?
Ice pick?
Come on.
I was thinking about throwing it in the oven. Would that...
No.
Can't you just drop the bag of it?
Well, it's heavy.
Get a hammer.
I got a cup stuck in there from last summer.
Do you have any, like, rage issues? Like, does something really get you upset, Gail? You know, if something really gets you upset, think about that. Grab a hammer, to Rich's point, and then just bang the bejeebies out of that thing.
Or just go to your local Ace Hardware.
Taxes from last year.
Oh, doing your taxes. Well, yeah, that's frustrating. That'll get your pipes going.
Go
Come
to
on.
Your local Ace Hardware and get a new bag of salt.
For $5.
All right, I thought there was something I could do to loosen that up.
You can. A hammer.
A hammer. A hammer down. A hammer. Just bang it. Bang at it.
It'll break apart.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, that'd be fun. Okay.
Yeah, it'll be fun. Wear some safety goggles if you want to, right? Just be safe.
Okay, good idea. All right, thank you. Thank you very much.
Absolutely, Gail.
Wow, that was perfect. Look at that. We are helping people all morning long.
Maybe,
question
mark.
All right. Well, we have David Hochberg has come in and to say hello to us, and he is going to be here for Home Sweet Home Chicago. Jeremy Hogel, you are staying to hang out with him. Now, what do people need to know about MegaPros? How do they reach you? What do you do? What's your pitch?
I mean, there's probably 50 texts that we probably didn't get to.
Yeah.
So I'll just probably answer those on the next segment. Like just a, hey, right from one show to another show. So any texters that you asked any home improvement repair questions, I'll probably answer them for you. You could reach us at 847-658-8989. MegaPros.com. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. And we'll hear you on Home Sweet Home Chicago. Michael Houston, Lindholm Roofing, you have mentioned that people need to get up on the roof to see what's going on, and you don't suggest that homeowners do it. That's why you're around.
That's right. We do perform inspections. We do like to go out and take the risks ourselves. We're professionals. We know what we're doing. Every estimate is free. Please give us a call at 773-283-7675 or go to lindholmroofing.com.
And Rich Dykstra, HVAC expert, Carrier Hall of Famer, what's your home number so people can call you?
708.
No, don't do it.
Don't do it.
Now give me my cell.
And no, really?
I hand it out to everybody.
Just an animal.
All right. Everybody.
Let's hear it.
30 seconds.
708-417-7391. If you have any questions, give me a call, and I'll answer them for you.
Thank you so much for hanging out with me. We had a lot of fun. Lou Manfredini is back next week. And a news is coming up next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. Have a great weekend, everyone. And thanks again.
Thank you.
Jeremy, Michael.
See you later.
Yeah, thank
Rich,
you.
Colin.
Have a great day. Stay warm.
Yes.